Hey everybody, welcome to the Moho Radio. What the fuck voice was that?
I don't know, but I liked it.
Nonsense.
What's this nonsense?
What's up with that? What's this nonsense? Anyway. Welcome to the situ.
That's right.
We've been hanging out.
Yes.
Fucking drinking pizza. Water.
Yeah, we ate some Domino's, and we had, like, the banquet-style Domino's dinner. We had pizza. We had special pizza. What do we have? Like white sauce?
White sauce.
With
white,
cheddar cheese.
Yeah, white sauce, cheddar cheese, tomato, pepperoni pizza. With all the accoutrement.
Wait, you had pepperoni on a white pizza?
Yeah.
Fuck you, yes.
We're living out on the fringe, motherfucker. We don't even care no more.
That's like fucking Frank Lloyd Wright shit.
Yep. Dude, he was an architect, right?
Of pizza.
Architect. Let's see. And we also had the Cinestics. And delicious. The little chocolate pie things that they make, and cheesy bread.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we had everything on their menu.
Almost.
Yeah, so it was pretty good. So we're all full.
I'm trying to think of, like, maybe a hot dog stand using the name Frank Lloyd Wright, you know, because the Franks.
Ah.
What would the rest of it, how would the
Frank
rest of that
right?
work?
Like Frank's Made Right?
Frank's Made Right?
I had a...
And you got, like, a House of Falling Mustard.
Speaking of, like, nameplay jokes, I was thinking of, you know Mao Zedong?
Yeah.
The Chinese guy?
Yeah.
Like,
I can't imagine where you're going to go with this.
Like, I thought that there'd be a great...
Mao Zedong?
Mao Zedong would be a great name for an all-gay Chinese porno. Mao Zedong.
He's right.
Mao Zedong?
Yeah. D-O-N-G.
I like that.
Get it? Mao.
Oh, I get it.
You
Mao.
Get it.
Mao.
Get it.
And he's saying...
Or you could go this way with it. You could have... Mao say tongue, and it'd be all lesbian Chinese porn.
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
You know, like that. So I got two. I got the two-pack, the DVD two-pack going on.
Mm. So it's going to happen twice.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything happens twice.
Fantastic.
For a reason. You should know this more than anybody, Vinny. I think I know it, you know. Anyhow.
My Mao say fuck. Just get right to the point.
I like that, too. That could be the sequel.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make this porno because I could have, like...
But fuck will be PH.
Of course.
You see.
Yeah.
And why?
And every scene starts...
It sounds Asian.
Every scene starts off with...
Gong.
Yeah, big gongs. You have to come on the gong.
You gotta make a noise.
The louder...
So you have to hit it with enough...
Yeah,
veracity.
Yeah.
Veracity.
Veracity? What is that? Is that...
it's either a real word, or it's Mao Zedong saying velocity to make... The gong chime.
Veracity.
Hey guys! It's bro your road on that gong.
It's inevitable.
Habitual truthfulness.
Veracity.
Well, then it was Mao Zedong saying
that's,
velocity.
Yeah, that's veracity. Anyway, let's get on with it. Got a big show for you guys tonight.
Is it big?
Yes. I think it is.
Better be.
But I gotta ask, we gotta start the show like we start off every show.
Right.
Gogs, are you all right?
Yeah.
Gogs is reclining back in his chair, looking at the ceiling, like he's...
It's like the beginning of Apocalypse.
I was about to say, it reminded me of, like, the beginning of, like, a movie where it's, like, one of those, like, biopics where the guy, like, goes to one of those introspective, like, moments, and then you're about to, like... Are you flashing through all of your life right now?
Is that what you're saying? Fucking rolled the snake.
It's like, fucking Walk Hard.
Yeah.
He's got 10 minutes to think about the rest of his life. That movie was so awesome. Why did nobody like that movie?
I didn't like that movie.
You didn't like the movie?
Nah.
Oh, it's so good. Gogs, you liked it, right? Didn't we see it in the theater?
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought Walk Hard was hilarious. Anyway, guys, sir.
Yeah.
Please.
Right.
Let everyone know,
including
myself and Vinny, what you hate. Because... Let me just give you guys at home a little bit behind-the-scenes action. Gogs has been stewing about what he hates since he got here, which was about an hour ago. And he hasn't bothered to, like, tell us, because I won't let him. So he's been sitting there just, like, kind of pacing, and, like, he looks like a teapot kettle.
I'm surprised he has neither ejaculated or exploded.
As far as we can see.
Yeah.
So, Gogs, please.
Don't check the pants.
So. 3, 2, 1, hate.
I hate...
Great delivery.
How much...
Listen to the H's.
I hate things.
Wow. This is profound.
This is real.
This is the existentialist.
Like, I was thinking about this on the ride over here, because I was like, thinking about what I hated, and I was thinking about, as I was thinking about the things I hate, which I'll... Well, what was going to pick, you know, piss me off, you know, lately was, well, there's... Okay. So, I went to the Ravens game over the weekend.
Did they win?
They did.
Was it a fun game?
It was enjoyable. Sitting in front of me was a family of four. A mom and three kids.
And you had good seats.
We had great seats. Club level.
I feel like that should be in the story. Had good seats.
Good club level. Great club level seats. M&T Bank. Beautiful evening. There with my lovely wife.
Curious. Ticket. Face value of those tickets.
Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $180-$200 a pop.
Wow.
Night.
Preseason
game.
God damn.
Nice seats.
Okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
So, I'm sitting there, and this family of four is sitting down in front of us. Right. And it's a mom and her, I'm assuming, three sons. Maybe it was a cousin, maybe it was two boys and a friend, you get the idea.
Understood.
So, they start pissing me off when I realize they're all Giants fans and we're playing the Giants. Okay. So, naturally, I'm like, alright, well, fuck you, you're rooting for the other team, whatever. Then, all three of them have this new age, 1970s is back. I don't know if it's Justin Bieber's fault or whose fault. That just long hair is back. The over-the-ears, boys with bangs cut.
The like, swoop across.
The swoop. Not how you wear your hair. Like, how assholes wear their
mess.
Well, I think, like, we've talked about this before. I just have long hair, and I don't take any care of it. To actually get that swoop, you gotta, like, do a lot of prep.
I know, you're like...
I don't even own a comb.
No. You have the all-American boy, like, the Luke Duke going on, but, like...
I'll take it.
Or Bo. Which one was the dark?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I would take
the Dukes of Hazzard.
What about Luke? I think I look kind of like Luke Skywalker from A New Hope.
Fine. Yeah. Regardless, these kids have the douchey over the ear, like, and they have bangs and the swoop, and all three of them. So that's strike two. Now I'm like, well, these fuckers gotta die. And now
you should die. I like that.
And now, the last thing is these kids are so the Giants are getting their asses kicked. The entire game.
That's good, right?
And I'm loving it. And so I'm getting to just kind of enjoy myself.
Leave me alone.
And then these kids are just... fuck it. Screw it.
No, I'm sorry. It's his fault.
I don't even give a shit.
No, keep going.
You keep going.
These kids...
they're cheering for the most mediocre... like, the most mediocre gains the Giants make. Like, the Giants completed a pass for a first down. They may have had six first downs the entire night. They got one of them. These kids are off their... they're losing 23 to nothing. And these kids are cheering like they just won the Super Bowl. I just want to go, you fucking kids! Their team sucks! Why are you here? But no, I digress. So, but then I'm thinking about how asinine this is. I get over it. The night moves on. It's a great night. Everything else was fine. Then Sunday, I'm at...
Sunday!
I'm at the grocery store.
Okay.
Trying to purchase things to make dinner with.
Okay.
Standing in the line at a shitty Giant. I mean, first of all, going through this Giant, this is not my normal Giant. This is a lesser Giant. It's in a lesser part of Columbia, if that makes sense.
Lesser part of
Columbia? It's in a shittier part. No, the other Giant. There's so many.
Yeah.
This one's over by the lake. So, first of all...
I know the one you're talking about.
I don't know if these aisles are smaller or if everyone's just an asshole, but there's no maneuverability through the Giant. I'm trying to push the cart. It's pissing me off. I'm getting over it. Getting through the fucking place. Buying my shit. Then I go to that, there's like 14, maybe 15, how many checkout lines is the typical?
I have 10, 15.
10, 5, I would think, yeah. Four are open! And the lines are like six people
deep. And this is on Sunday.
This is on a Sunday.
Busy.
And this includes all the automatic ones, only two out of the four self-checkouts are open.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm in line at one of the self-checkouts. We finally make our way up there.
Right.
I'm just seething, but I'm going to get through it. Things are going to be fine. The end is near. I get up there, and then the fucking thing just starts not scanning the items correctly and not taking on the belt. And then it's call for assistance, or you need additional assistance to scan this steak, or whatever the fuck I was going to... this fucking pile of knives and old needles that I'm just going to kill everyone with. That needs assistance. And I'm sitting there just... and all I look over to Liz, and Liz is bagging the groceries.
A pile of knives.
So I'm looking down at Liz, and I go, I swear to fucking God, I'm going to burn this place to the goddamn ground. I say this out loud, because there are six people behind me waiting to check out. So, eventually...
your poor wife.
I don't say it real loud. But
I know.
I mean,
so the exact, audible.
Did that hear you?
Yeah, I would. Here's the exact thing. Skip, beep. Should need to sit. I look over to Liz. I go, I swear to fucking God, I'm about to burn this place to the goddamn fucking ground. And then I keep scanning my items. We get out of there. As we're leaving, all I'm muttering is, this is the every time we fucking come here, this is, I'm like, this is the last time we're coming to this fucking giant. Because every time we do go to that giant, I walk out going, why the fuck did we go to this giant?
Question.
Yes.
Why do you go to that giant and not your usual giant? You
because
said that, this wasn't the usual giant.
This was not.
So okay.
For our order of operations, for our errands we were running that day.
I gotcha.
We were going. It was right on our path, and I was like, "You know what?
It was on your way."
And it must have been. It must have been a while because I forgot how shitty that giant was. Yeah. So after we left the library, I was like, "We'll just drop by the giant on the way to the BJ's, then we're going home."
Drop by,
and I walked in, and it was just like fucking. I just welling up, just fury.
So you feel better now?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. And then on my way here, I'm thinking about all the shit
it's
I hate.
It's Tuesday, by the way.
I have 2 days of this one. So
you sound just as mad as you did when it happened.
Well, it's been like, work has been real fucking shitty lately, too.
I know that.
Game. So now I'm basically on my way over here to get to my initial point. As I'm driving over here, I'm thinking about my hates, and I'm thinking about how minuscule and pointless they are. And how much energy I am wasting hating them. And then I start thinking to myself, God damn it, I just need to let some shit go. I don't know what happened in my life. Because all things considered, I got it pretty good. I don't have a whole lot to be bitter about.
Yeah. You got a good life, go on.
But I'm happy for it, and I'm thankful. But when I think about the things that, I mean, and I'm not, some of this is for the show, some of this is entertainment. But as that story said, I literally said, I'm going to burn this place to the fucking ground in public.
Let me just say, if you had the means...
With a lot of vitriol.
If you had the means...
If I knew I wasn't going to get away with it...
If you had gasoline and matches, if Satan popped up out of a vortex of hell, handed you gasoline and matches...
Right.
Would you have done it?
Was he going to get caught? Because my fear of prison is even more of the... I'm not going to prison?
You're gonna go to prison.
But if you wouldn't go to prison, but all these people would die.
Ooh, that's a good question. If you're not gonna get caught, but on your conscience you've killed
like a hundred
people. At least probably more.
Yeah,
50-50.
Wow. You should never be king of anything.
Like a Saiyan bomber, which one just fucking
a Saiyan bomb.
Seriously, that's how I felt. Just like, it's like, if I had the ability to go all fucking...
It's funny, I haven't watched Dragon Ball Z in years, but that was
you
the
know
great...
what that means.
That was the great thing about that show. Like, they blew up planets, left and right.
Yeah, people just got punched into the sun like it was going to the...
I saw
glass
the show,
of milk.
But I never, like...
It was retarded.
You followed it.
This is getting the whole thing, but yeah, I was into it like in middle school. Like I used to get bootleg videotapes from Japan
before it was cool.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because and Anthony, who I'm sure is listening to this, will appreciate this. Me and him used to buy these shitty, like fucking ironed-on Japanese-made like T-shirts at comic conventions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when we'd come back to school, you know, middle school and eventually high school, it'd be like Dragon Balls. And, like, we heard that 8 million times. And then, by the time, like, I guess it was around, like, sophomore year, like, people, like, we started seeing
accepted.
Everybody liked Dragon Ball Z, and me and Anthony are like, what
we're
the
out.
Fuck?
Yeah, yeah, like, fuck this.
But, yeah, that show was great, because literally, like, it was literally, like, something Gogs would write. Like, anytime somebody got punched, it was, like, miles.
Yeah.
Like there was these times where the two main characters would be fighting and they'd throw them into a mountain and the entire mountain would explode. Like,
yeah,
it was
people just kicking cities at people.
Yeah, it was crazy. But anyway, go ahead.
But so I got all this, you know, anger, rage, whatever, and all I can think is I just need to there's no reason. I'm upset with myself for getting this upset. I can't figure out why.
Right.
What has happened that has made me this
older.
Mad at everything. And here's another example, if I may.
Go ahead, please.
And this is something, and I think what tipped me off to this was the negative feedback this got at work, because I shared this idea, which was a bad idea.
Wow.
I can't wait to hear this.
Well, I've already told you about this idea.
I was thinking about a second Holocaust the other day. It wouldn't be that bad. No.
I told you this idea about how I'm going to start buying bottles of wine I'm going to drink in honor of people having shitty... People I don't like having shitty things happen. Well, let's say one day Glenn Beck indicted for tax evasion and he's going to prison for like 50 years. That means that I get to open the Glenn Beck bottle of wine.
Nice.
You know, and then... And so it's like it's a really morbid, dark... thing. I'm reserving part of my life to celebrate the demise of people that honestly have no real impact on mine.
Yeah, but it's see,
it's cathartic though,
because
it gives
me
some...
that bad, because it's not like you're doing any, like, first of all, you're not doing anything to accelerate their
No, I don't demise. I don't have the ability, and even if I did, I probably wouldn't exercise it.
So, again, you're just, you know, whatever, it's just, it's harmless, really.
This
I mean,
a normal, I think people do this, they just don't typically scream about it on internet radio.
Okay.
Well, I think,
if people feel the way I feel, then I would feel better about myself.
I think that a
but
lot
I
of,
think I'm a fucking freak
I
mean, show.
I run into problems where I think that, like, people like you and I, like, we say things that a lot of people think, but, like, there's this kind of air of being polite about things and, like, keeping things to yourself. Like, last week we talked about how, you talked about how you hated it when somebody dies, like, they're automatically, like, a saint. You
right.
know what I mean?
You're not
you have
a saint,
to speak,
you're not a saint.
You have to speak well of the dead.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people know that's bullshit, but, like, they're just so...
It's ingrained in them.
Well, it's ingrained in them, and they're so caught up in keeping up appearances with everyone else. Like, they're so...
Now, that being said, like, if, like, say someone I did not like died.
Okay, me.
Right. I love you. Come on, I'd be so sad. But let's pick someone I didn't like.
And it's gonna happen.
And they passed away.
Right. Glenn Beck.
Let's say... Now,
somebody
let's say his,
on a personal level, or...
No, well, let's say anyone. I don't care. But regardless, let's say... And let's say I've encountered their kids or family or someone
sure.
in mourning.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything along the lines of, glad he's dead, or fuck you.
Right.
I'll probably say, Mike, you know, I feel sorry for your loss.
Right. Sure.
I'm...
Hated him.
Inside, I'm thinking, I'm doing great out of this, but I'm sorry for your loss.
Right.
But, I mean, I wouldn't rub it in their face, but at the same time, I'm not going to go, you know what, he was a real humanitarian...
Right.
He was a real good... But,
well,
like, that
thing,
Internet Tubes guy, we were I think, which what spurred this whole thing.
Well, it's the thing, like, you're not going to go out of your way to say he was a great guy, but you're not going to sit there, you know what I mean, and be a dick, you know?
I'm not going to pull any punches when we talk. I'm going to be honest with my emotions about the guy when
yeah.
asked.
I don't...
That's good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Seems right.
Wrong.
Seems a fair thing to do.
That's the thing I don't fucking... I mean, so people do
so
that.
So, have you started your wine thing yet?
I'm assembling a name, a set, a list, and I'm going to start pairing the wines.
Can we get a taste of the names on that list?
Well, right now, it's kind of generally... It's mostly political people that piss me off.
All right, give me a few.
Karl Rove.
Okay.
Limbaugh.
Yeah, Limbaugh.
Beck.
You, not the singer-songwriter.
What? No. not you, Beck. Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
She's still relevant? Is she still...
Don't care.
It doesn't matter. She's an...
No, I mean, like, has anybody...
No, she actually she hasn't popped up lately. I was really surprised she wasn't at that big rally with...
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Oddly enough, not Sarah Palin, because, honestly, I think she's just...
You know what?
She's like W. Neither of them are on my list, because I think they're just puppet figures that are being propped up by malevolent forces in the background.
Here's the problem with Sarah Palin, and I was trying to explain this to somebody today, because they were talking, oh, I hate Sarah Palin, like, she's evil. And you know what? Here's the thing about Sarah Palin. I got no problem with her. You know why? It's not her that I'm worried about. It's all those idiots that think she's, like, relevant and think she's a genius. You know, she's just cashing paychecks.
Right.
I would do the same
she's
fucking thing.
Person.
Right.
She's just being, I mean, she's a dope, and, you know, I take that back. She's not a dope. She's a goddamn genius. She acts, she does that, like, you know, I'm from Alaska. Oh, shouldn't talk like that, but, you know, she does that. I'm
a
house,
impression.
I'm a house mom, I'm this, I'm that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm,
this is just, we're going to have, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I, you know, she's like.
That black guy is ruining the country.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's better.
That's her.
I mean, she does that shtick, and it sells, and it's turned her into somebody that you didn't
all
know.
All them muzzers are
going
to ruin this nation.
Yeah,
well,
and it's
a
like.
Muzzer?
A muzzer is one of them terrorist people.
One of them chocolate
A Muslim?
People. But
muzzer.
Okay.
I like muzzer.
One of them plane chuckers.
But,
plane
wow. Right on the verge of the anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah, but she said it, though.
Lassie. Yeah. You didn't say it. The character said it.
Right. That makes it fun.
But no, it's not her herself that's the problem. It's the people that fucking put her up on a pedestal and make her, essentially give her credence.
Right.
You know, that's the problem.
Now, I think I have one person on the list I think everyone can agree on. Fred Phelps is on the list.
Yes.
And I will say, when he dies, I'm going to open a case of something.
Fred Phelps is the
God,
the God hates fags guy.
Yeah. That asshole.
Oh,
I don't know. Then there's some lesser people, some of your celebritants. you know.
Did you guys hear about fucking...
What's her name? Want her boobs out?
Paris Hilton.
Cocaine. Getting caught with cocaine. I have a bet with a guy at work saying she won't do one day in jail.
She ain't gonna do a day in jail.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she do jail time?
She had almost an entire gram of cocaine on her.
Why wouldn't she go to jail? God, I don't...
It fell out of her purse...
Into a cop's hands...
Everything else in that purse belonged to Paris Hilton, but that purse wasn't hers.
Yeah, she ain't gonna do any jail time.
She just got caught with cocaine in her pants 2 weeks ago.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why she's not gonna do any jail time. Because she lives in California. I mean,
she got arrested in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah. In Nevada.
So she getting arraigned in Las Vegas?
Yes, it's a crime in Nevada, but I still think that there are easily two, maybe four different justice systems in this world. And she's in the one that's not going to do any time.
Unbelievable.
So I have a bet with a guy at work. He thinks she will do time. I think she won't serve one day.
Does she do community service? You mean like time?
I'm saying
time.
She should be in prison like anyone else.
Well, yeah.
If you got caught with that much cocaine.
No, I'm asking what your bet was. I agree with you.
One day of being incarcerated. I don't think she'll do it.
I don't either. I wouldn't have taken that bet.
She didn't even fucking... They let her go! I mean, they just let her go
fucking put her in jail like any other normal...
And it happened on, like, a Saturday. They must have woke up a judge to, like, let her loose. Yeah, right. They couldn't let her just spend the weekend in prison.
It's fucking ridiculous.
So there's that now. And, I mean, like, I also hate that, just in case anyone's wondering. I also hate just to tack more riders on. And this, I feel, is legitimate hate. This isn't... I'm not a self-loathing, introspective, why am I hating this?
Sure.
Dancing with the Stars. I've mentioned it before.
I don't get it.
It's back again, 11th season.
Yes.
Have you looked at the list of stars?
I know that it's Sarah Palin's daughter.
Bristol was on there. She's not a star.
Who else? I don't know the other
ones. Mark Warner is
on
there. Kurt Warner. Sorry.
The football player.
He's on there.
Did he retire?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
Jennifer or Jessica Gray, the girl from Dirty Dancing.
Jennifer Gray. Yeah.
The Situation from.
Oh, from Jersey Shore.
His name is not.
The Situation Sorrentino.
His name is Mike Sorrentino.
I like The Situation. I don't know who Mike Sorrentino is. I know The Situation. Actually, I've never seen an episode of The Jersey Shore. I went on one of the blogs I go to.
Did you see the 10 best Snooki quotes?
Yeah, and my favorite one was, I don't want to eat lobsters because they're dead when you eat them.
they're alive when you kill them.
That's right. No, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to eat lobsters because they're alive when you kill them.
She also had the quote, fuck me in my fucking asshole.
Classy.
Lassie.
Who hasn't had that question?
But don't hassle the Hoff. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
I am so sick of David Hasselhoff.
The biggest star might be Brandy.
Oh. The singer. She hasn't been...
No one on that show has been relevant in a star capacity.
You know what's funny, though? You know who's the most...
Ever.
You know who's the most relevant is Bristol Palin.
Yeah.
She's probably the biggest star.
And you know what she did? Her mom ran for vice president, and then she got fucked without protection.
Yeah.
That's what she's famous for. If you boil it down, she's famous because she is the whore daughter of the vice presidential candidate who didn't win.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is her, and for that reason, she gets to dance on ABC or NBC or whatever the fuck station holds that goddamn calamity. I was thinking about starting a website that says, thank God Al-Qaeda does not know about Dancing with the Stars, America's greatest national treasure.
Oh, I'm sure they
If they were to do something to Dancing with the Stars, it would destroy America's foundation.
I see what you did there.
The only reason to watch that show is, like, the professional dancers, like, the chicks are smoking-ass hot.
There's an entire internet full of smoking-ass hot chicks.
Yeah, I'm saying if there's any reason.
There isn't.
I just gave you one.
No! I gave you a counterpoint.
You did, it was counterpoint.
You will do better.
Well, yeah.
They'll put stuff in themselves on the internet.
That's true.
Yeah, they do that. You don't even have to pay for it.
Anything else, Gogs?
Also, Christina Hendricks. I want to be attracted to her, but I'm not.
Oh, I am. But you know what? There is something weird about her face sometimes.
Yeah, and then she's, like, 400 pounds.
I don't care about that. She's not 400 pounds.
I bet she's at least 2 bills.
Who?
No.
Christina Hendricks.
From Mad Men, the redhead with really big tits.
She has the strangest face.
Yeah, she doesn't have a very... You know what's weird about her? She's got, like, this face where, like, if you get her...
Oh, my God.
She has huge tits. If you get her on, like...
What's wrong with that?
That's a decent picture. Go to what would Tyler Durden do?
Some
free plug.
Some pictures, her face doesn't look that good. I agree. I don't know where you're getting this fat thing from.
Look at her. Look at her. She's look not. At a pic. If you ever find a picture that's not from here up, there's
a
lot of her.
I don't think she's fat.
I mean, I'm not saying she's just. She's a. If she didn't have fake cans, I bet she'd be completely disproportionate.
What is it?
I don't know. Just go WWTD.com.
But anyway, fat.
Don't take out the Christina Hendricks part. Just go to the website. It's only the front page.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Get on with it.
I've yet to see the show that she's on, though.
Mad Men, apparently, it's very good.
That other chick that's on there, January Jones, she's hot.
Screw it.
How are you getting power?
The only thing, and if I can take a step back, the only thing that's given me any faith in humanity lately, I got the IMDb app for my droid.
How's that going?
It's great. And I'm just sitting there, you know, fiddling around with it, and I went to the top 250 movies.
Selma Hayek's looking
good. I've always had a thing for her.
Oh, she's hot.
Where's this one we were
keep
talking
going.
About?
Keep going. Might be page two by now. It's been a busy day in the world.
It's been a busy news day.
Keep going.
How do you guys read this
keep
shit?
Going. It's keep funny. Going.
Have you ever read this guy's
keep
site?
Going.
It's hilarious.
It's funny.
He's like...
Wait. It should have been... There she is.
What's wrong with that?
Look at her face.
So, okay. What?
I want to be. I think by all means I should be a drive to. I just doesn't do. She doesn't do anything for me.
She
looks like an alien, creepy weirdo.
Oh, you're crazy.
You are so.
And
wrong.
She's fat. Do you think she's fat? Do you think that girl's fat?
Not even marginally.
She's got big tits, so she's got like.
She's gigantic.
She's got boobs. Yeah.
Those aren't real, though.
No, those are real.
No, they are not. She's admitted. No, they are not. She has said so.
Face.
She's not a real redhead. She's admitted in interviews. She's not a real redhead, and those are not a real cancer.
And I don't care. I still don't care.
Fair enough.
It's crazy that she's married to that guy. The fucking guy from Super Troopers. I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not Snosbury. It's like Snosbury.
Yeah. Anyway.
The guy in Devil.
Ugh, Devil.
Oh, but anyways, so IMDb app, the only thing that's reassured me...
Yeah, I don't know. Gogs is nuts.
You are so fucking wrong.
Gogs is ridiculous.
Insane.
Can't
do anything for me.
All right, well, how about this IMDb app?
The thing is, it just there's a thing on there. You can look at the top 250 movies.
Yes.
And by look, and it's actually given me some faith in humanity because these are all rated by people on the internet.
Well, the fan,
IMDb. So here's your top. Here are your top 10.
Okay.
Shawshank Redemption.
Great movie.
Good movie.
Godfather.
Great movie.
Godfather Part
Two. Wait a second. Shawshank Redemption is better than The Godfather.
They have the exact same rating. 9.2. Godfather. Godfather Two. Inception.
Wow, that's that high.
Well,
I guess
it's popular. It's riding the wave.
The way, yeah.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Wow.
Pulp Fiction. Schindler's List. 12 Angry Men. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And The Empire Strikes Back. That's the top 10. You know what? I agree with all of those. That gave me some sense that...
I can move around the order, but yeah, those are all good movies.
At least people aren't putting... And then what's even better is you go to the bottom 100. And the worst film
I've... Give me... How about you give us the bottom 10?
Okay, I think the top 10 lowest scoring movies on IMDb. Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2.
They're babies and they're geniuses.
Monster A Go Go. Never heard
what
of
hell
it.
Is that?
Night Train to Mundo Fine. Fine. Number 4, Pocket Ninjas.
I kind of want to see that.
That sounds pretty awesome. Yeah.
Number 5, The Skydivers. Number 6, Daniel the Wizard. No, number 7.
I've never seen any of these.
Ben and Arthur.
We need to sit down.
We should watch
and
all of these.
I think we should watch all the top 250. Maybe we should watch the bottom. Let's see if they're on fucking Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number 8, The Starfighters.
Starfighters.
Number 9, Manos, The Hands of Fate.
Oh, that's I've seen that because of Mystery Science Theater 3000. That was a big episode for them.
Number 10, Zate, Z-A-A-T. And just to baseline here, number 13 is Zombie Nation.
Zombie Nation was horrible.
That's number 13
from
the bottom.
If anyone wants to sit down and watch a movie that's, like, so laughably bad, like, honestly, like, it's so bad, it's just unbelievably funny. It's called Zombie Nation. I think, did you watch it with us?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
watched it on cable a while back. And, like, the main character of the movie disappears halfway through the movie. There's, like... They have a
for good.
They have a and they never explain it. They have a police precinct that looks like it was filmed in like a basement because like police offices have like boiler makers in them. Like,
it was awful.
Oh, it's
they had one building to shoot this entire movie.
It's so hilarious.
I'm interested to know how giant octopus versus megalodon shark did.
It's not on this list.
I would actually say Zombie Nation was worse because as bad as it was,
Mega Octopus versus Super Shark or whatever it was called. At least that sort of had a coherent plot.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. It did have a plot.
Zombie Nation made no fucking sense at all, and it was like, it was incredible. I mean, like, there was like a Fight Club style scene for some reason in the middle of the movie.
There was like a trippy, ravey.
Oh, it
end
was
bit,
yeah. And then like, I mean, it was everything bad you could have about a movie. And I mean, it was just, it was such a complete mess. Like, I just want to know like who put their money behind that. And
not much. They didn't put much money behind it.
I just want to know like what did the people see at the end? There's also great sequences where you can see the fucking boom mic. And,
oh yeah,
and
the lights.
Oh,
come on. Yeah, you see the lights.
Yeah. Oh, they use set light. I forgot about this part. See, it's great. It's like an onion. You keep peeling. So they actually use set lights
right
in the police offices as
the,
like their
as
regular
the
lights.
The desk lamp. So this giant spotlight is a cop's desk lamp.
Wow.
Okay. It's
that's
real bad.
Lazy.
But here's some other highlights from the top or the bottom 100. Number 19, Paris Hilton's Pledge This.
What was that?
Number 22, From Justin to Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Justin Guarini?
What happened to Kelly Clarkson?
She still makes music.
Kelly, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
I'm Kelly Clarkson. let's see. What else we got? Number 38, The Tony Blair Witch Project.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Number 43, Blair? The other Paris Hilton vehicle, The Hottie and the Naughty.
Oof.
That sounds pretty bad.
Yes. Number 48, Surf School.
That sounds like it could be great.
Sounds awesome.
Number 51, Adam Sandler's Going Overboard. I never saw it.
I never saw that.
But it's got, he's like the biggest name that I've seen on here.
It was probably produced by him, like kind of like Mama's Boy.
Mm.
Or that, you know, it was really bad
mm.
that he produced it too. It was, it had your buddy in it. What the hell's his name? He was in Saving Silverman.
Oh.
Wild Nature.
Or Something. Something
Strange
wild.
Wilderness.
Strange. I have that on
DVD.
That
movie was so fucking bad.
I have that on DVD.
Did you like it?
Parts of it were funny.
Dude, it was horrible.
It might just be my fan boner showing.
I mean, the funniest part was in the trailer when they were like with the shark. They're like, durr.
Who in it did you like enough to buy it just based on the cast?
It was like $6. It might have been $5.
Jonah Hill's in it.
Jonah Hill.
Steve Zahn. Isn't that
it's the whole. It's like it's all those guys from
name?
All those Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it was
Happy Madison
horrible.
Movies.
Horrible.
The House of the Dead, U Bowl, number 56. Aww. Glitter with
Mariah Carey.
That girl who's knocked up by
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Car 54, Where Are You, number 61. The sequel to Surf School, Snowboard Academy, number 59.
Sequel.
Troll 2, number 63.
Troll 2 is bad.
Laser Blast, number 65.
That sounds awesome.
You know what's funny about Troll? Have any of you seen Troll?
No.
It's fucking hilarious. So it's about this troll that lives in an apartment building.
Right.
And I guess, like, it's not really explained very well. I guess he's trying to make, like, the apartment, like, his home, which I guess is like a forest.
Like under a bridge?
You got one.
Over there?
It's like a... So he has the power to kill people and then turn them into foliage. And like
look at all this foliage.
It's just really weird. And then he can assume the person's body.
I'm gonna have
that
to
he
see
killed.
This.
It's really, it's really bad. I don't.
So
think
why
I,
was the second one so?
I've
bad?
Never seen Troll 2.
Well,
I
we'll
mean,
have to get
Troll 1 is bad.
Well, we're coming up to some other ones. Because so we got Carrot Top's Chairman of the Board.
Wow, Carrot Top had a movie.
Oh yeah,
I don't remember that.
It was all prop humor. It was fucking awful.
Ugh.
Lawnmower Man 2 Beyond.
That was
what's
bad.
It called? Beyond the Cyberspace. Now, the name of the next
I
one,
remember that one,
number 72, we need to see this movie, Anus McGillicuddy.
What?
The plot summary. Here's the plot summary. When Anus McGillicuddy's woman stops a would-be assassin,
what?
Anus is forced to interrupt his life of guzzling beer and women to dispose of the corpse. What starts as a simple chore quickly escalates into a darker plot of deceit and revenge where it seems even Satan himself is after Anus.
Of course. Satan is after Anus. That's
Anus McGillicuddy. Epic movie, number 76 from the bottom.
Oh,
the original Baby Genius is 79.
I throw something out just because it reminded me because she was in it. Do you know the redhead that was in that movie and she's also on SNL? She's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
No.
You know Chris Elliott? Remember Chris Elliott?
Yeah.
That's Chris Elliott's daughter.
Not all.
How did Chris Elliott have such a cute daughter?
He's an ugly
He's
dude.
A weird-looking dude. Maybe his wife's
There's
hot.
There's my little
It's you, my straw hand. He's a little one. Yeah, number 80.
Her name's Abby Elliott, but she's very cute.
Number 80, Vanilla Ice's movie, Cool as Ice.
That movie is hilarious. You know, that movie is so bad, they have yet to release it on DVD. They've, like...
What's funny is the Juggalo movie, the,
Big Money Hustlers.
That's not on here.
There's a movie full of Juggalos.
And there's a second one, Big Money Rustlers.
Wow.
And it stars the Insane Clown Posse.
And all their other acts.
Number 86, another U-Bowl, Alone in the Dark. Number 87, The Abortion.
Appropriate.
Number 91, .com for Murder.
I've seen that. That was awful. That had your boy Stephen Dorff in it.
Yeah.
And it was like about a murdering website.
Stephen Dorff? Is that the little guy?
No, wait, that's a different one. That's,
Isn't that fear.com?
No, that's fear.com. This is .com. For Murder.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
94. This probably has the biggest amount of star power in the lowest movie.
Bigger than Anus McGillicuddy?
Battlefield Earth.
Oh, I've seen
that. A Saga of the Year 3000.
Is that movie really that bad?
Barry Pepper in the part he was born to play, the human.
It was real bad.
Number 95, It's Pat. Number 96, Geely,
the Kevin Smith movie.
Number 98, Meet the Spartans. Oof. Number 99, Kazam, starring Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, 100, Furry Vengeance.
Oh, that just came out.
That
was the one with, what's his name, Encino Man.
Yeah, it's Brendan Dudley Do-Right, yeah.
So there Frasier.
I'm done.
Would anybody like to know what I hate?
Yep. Yes.
I hate myself.
Wow, 2 for 2!
You know why? So, I was perusing...
Cock's too big.
I wish. It's very small. I look at it, I'm like, really?
Is that why you hate yourself?
I look at it, I'm like, where's the rest of it?
Acorns moved to your waist.
Aww.
It's like, goddamn. No, but no, my cock is not why I hate myself. At least it gets ample use, so that's fine. Anyway.
Gotta make that rent.
So, pay them bills. Anyway.
Suck. But
I was perusing the porn sites yesterday, last night.
Do you ever feel like you've seen it all, by the way?
Yeah, but then I keep going. So no, I guess not. I guess the answer is no. Well, so my new, you know, I can't pay for anything. I'm very cheap.
You sell a free one.
But yeah, well, now what I do is I've discovered that if you go to the pay ones, that if you find specific videos on the pay ones, most people have already put those up as torrents somewhere.
Yeah.
I looked at 12 videos. I just was, because I tested it out at first, and I found every one that I wanted.
You never thought about doing that before?
No, because I never look for torrents for porn. Anyway, so...
Torrents is what they call them.
What did I say? Porrents? Yeah, that's lame. But,
it's not lame.
Brazzers...
The viewing audience. All right,
so Brazzers is, like, the best porn site ever. There's no argument. They have the hottest chicks.
I ain't saying shit.
It's just great. I don't know. There's something about the way they produce the pornos. Like, they're just awesome.
Right.
So they got a new thing now, because they always have, like, new things. They have, like, the big tits at school. They have, like, the big tits at work.
Big tits fill in the blank.
They have like, the
big
fucking...
Big tits on the bus.
Yeah, I mean, they have, like, all
big
these...
Big tits doing your taxes.
They have, like, you know, the different sections. They have the milk.
They got it down.
They have the milk. They got the dyke. They got everything. But they got this new one now called Porn Star Punishment. Now, here's the problem.
Seen that. That's
here's
a little...
Now, hold on. Let me finish my thought. Right. I like it.
Okay.
But I hate myself... Because
you like it?
I like it. Yeah, now here's what it is. It's called Porn Star Punishment, and what it is the scenes are...
Again, fines all and stuff?
Huh?
Again, like, fines?
Yes.
speeding so tickets. All the scenes, I only watched two, but the scenes pretty much all the like same setup. Basically, like, you have the hot-ass porn chick. In the case of the first one I watched was Jaden James, who, Jesus Christ. I mean, she's like the porn...
She's not my favorite.
Oh, I love her. I mean, she's like the porn star equivalent of, like, Katy Perry.
She ain't my favorite, but she's good.
I think she's hot. But anyway, so what happens is they show up in the scene in character and act like a bitch, and then the guy that fucks her is in the scene, and they usually act like a bitch to the guy, and then the guy gets mad, kind of smacks her around, and then fucks her.
Mm.
So it's a little rough.
Right.
And it's like, it's sort of rapey. Is that a word?
It's a little rapey.
It's a little rapey?
It's definitely a little rapey.
But it's kind of hot, and I don't know, I feel kind of guilty about liking it. But at the same time, like, in my head,
you're being very upfront and honest, though.
But in my mind, I'm like, well, it's not that bad, because obviously it's all staged.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. It kills the rape fantasy when you have the blowjob. Because, like, they sit there, and they're like, no, 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 and then they're...
say it kills the rape fantasy?
Well, I'm just saying that it's
not...
I mean,
he has a point. I wouldn't have said it out loud, but he has the point.
It's not rapey. It's not so rapey because they have the blowjob scene because they're like, you know...
it's consensual.
Yeah, exactly. That's this is
because this was actual...
This is how I'm justifying liking
this was
it.
Some sort of actual forced
see, you know, now,
sex
wait, I gotta,
that
would have
been his dick
interject
is your
here,
point.
Because I've seen this, and I never... The entire time, I never questioned whether the scene was set up as unconsensual or consensual.
Well, they're all consensual.
I assume it was all consensual.
Of course,
so
I mean, of course it
the,
is.
The rape thing never entered my mind.
Well, the plot, but you don't, the plot you don't device. Think, you don't think that the plot device is intentionally supposed to be kind of rapey? Like, that's kind of the whole
thing. I love
schtick.
That you've invented the term rapey.
It's that's all, and that's why I felt guilty about watching them and liking it. Like, I was like, oh, what does that say about me? Because I'm not like... I'm
not a raper.
Well, I usually... Well, here's the thing,
you joke
though.
About it.
I joke about it. But no, here's the thing, though. Like, usually, like...
Rape
the,
victims,
the,
that's who.
Usually, the porns that are, like, kind of about, like... that are a little rougher towards women, like the pee videos, and there's ones that they have, like, speculums and shit, and, like...
What?
What's a speculum?
I don't even know what that is.
The thing that, like, holds...
Oh, like the orthodontal stuff?
You never seen that?
Oh, no, I just didn't know that's the name of it. That thing.
I thought that's what it was called. I might be using
that
the wrong
awful.
Term. It's like a metal thing. It's like a clamp that like holds their mouths open.
That does absolutely.
It's gross.
Nothing.
I don't like any of that stuff.
I think
so
it's disgusting.
Usually the porns that are like rougher towards women, I'm not into. But these porn star punishment things, I'm kind of into. So okay. I'm feeling guilty about liking it.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't really. There's no resolution to this. This is very existentialist. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, I don't. Right? You know, it is what it is.
Got your own guilt thing going on.
I feel a little guilty about it. But at the same time, I'm justifying it. Like I said, in my mind, I justify it by knowing that, again, I know it's consensual. And it's not so rapey because, like, it's not like they're punching her.
It's rapey.
It's not
there
like they're...
are different levels of rapey.
Yeah, there's definitely tears. Right. There's tears of rapeness.
Yeah, like, who's actually going to get the lighting right and all the makeup right for an actual rape?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
True.
I mean,
that's
it would take weeks.
I mean, miles and miles of forethought.
My other hate.
I'm still trying to get my head around the last.
Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, it's like you know... snuff movies.
Let me pose a question.
There's no blood involved.
Is it wrong? Is it, like, something I shouldn't like?
No.
You can't... There's
when you boil it down to its base, there is nothing more immoral going on to it than any other porn.
Okay. Yeah. I agree.
When you take it down to its base... Now,
but
how you get there...
It's still a little creepy,
but how, it
right?
is.
It's creepy, yeah.
But how you get there is... It's all still the same... It's not like you're actually searching out actual, like, creepy footage.
Is it gateway raping?
That's the big question.
No, I don't think so.
Is it the gateway drug? Is this your marijuana?
No.
And will you just stop right now,
no...
or will you go full on heroin?
Are you saying that am I gonna, like, search out, like, actual rape videos? Is that what you're... Or rape people?
I think the rape videos first.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
so
do
you
that.
Get your method down.
I will say it's funny though, like if you go to like places like Spankwire and like that, when they have when the videos have really awful titles, like it'll be like, you know, mother, son, get it on, or like rape video, and it's clearly, you know, a production.
Right.
The first like five comments are like, this video is fake. Like they're so pissed off.
Yeah.
Like they're like, this totally killed my boner.
Oh.
I'm sitting here.
It's just really funny because it's
I'm dangling from the ceiling. I'm in my full leather nipple clamps.
Yeah,
and next thing you know, I'm seeing simulated rape. How dare you, internet?
You know, I do have to say, I go out of my way to avoid those scenes.
Can you burn any of those on DVD for me?
Yeah, because I feel bad about watching it.
See,
like, I have dirty guilt. I can't. I don't watch it because I'm afraid I might like it.
But here's a question. But you're watching it by yourself. What's the difference?
I lie to myself on an almost daily basis.
I need to be upfront. I need to be honest with myself.
Yeah.
I've seen them, and I've felt it's left me with an interest. It's left me with the same kind of.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like. I'm like, eh.
So I feel the same way as
like,
you guys, but I'm...
I can dig that, but I don't need
but
it.
But clearly it's not so
I'm
socially...
I'm verbalizing it.
It's clearly not so socially taboo that a big
they have
company,
a whole genre about
exactly.
It. I mean, they have... I mean, I went there last night, and they had at least 30 videos of this. It's like their new thing, you know? It's like their new
I bet
subgenre. Yeah. I don't know how they gauge what's...
Big with
selling.
The creepy
I'm
van
sure they,
crowd.
I'm sure they know what downloads they have or whatever.
Yeah, I'll let you just track.
Yeah, but...
Big with creepy fans.
Any, are we done with this one? I have one quick one.
Go ahead.
I hate classic rock.
Oh.
And I know you're going to say, like, wait a minute, what about Zeppelin? What about Jimi Hendrix? What about Black Sabbath?
What about Boston?
I love
Journey.
That stuff. I hate shit like Foghat. Like, most, if you turn on, if you turn on a quote-unquote classic rock station, it's the worst goddamn, it's every fucking song you've ever heard in a commercial, and it's just lame, and I don't want to hear it.
But you know what, though? They've only recently, and I say recently with kind of a grain of salt, started exploiting that because of the baby boomers.
But it's it still doesn't make it any less annoying. And I still
realized I liked.
I still don't like. It's just annoying, and I don't want to hear it. And every there's a guy at work that listens like the worst fucking radio station. And it's just you hear the same like eight songs. It's like, yeah, I know like classic rock is like nostalgic, and you want to hear like those classic songs. But like, there's got to be something else. Like I like the Who, but I don't want to need to hear Pinball Wizard every fucking 3 seconds.
I might like Def Leppard.
Really?
There's some band that.
I think which one is that?
That's
I tell you what I like. I
Rocket Man.
I like that song.
What's the other one?
Photograph. I don't want your photograph.
You know what song I really like by them?
What
is Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages and Baloney. I don't know.
It's been a burnout. Fade away.
I hate Def Leppard. Def Leppard.
I think I just realized I hate Def Leppard.
What's the
I found that, you know that Johnny Cash song I was trying to figure out the other day?
What one is it?
It's called God's Gonna Cut You Down.
It's a cool title.
It's not a bad
what's
song.
What's the fucking Def Leppard song? It's awful. The one that's
Pour Some Sugar
Take
on Me.
Take a bite.
Yeah, that's it.
Take a bite. Shake it up. You know, when I was a kid, I thought the lyric was Take the Bible, Shake It Up. Take the Bible, Break It Up. I thought
we should cover that.
Take the bottle. Oh, take God. The anyway.
Motley Crue.
I love Motley
Crue.
Gotta
love the Crue.
Well, that's different. Nikki Sixx forever. Love Motley Crue. But they don't play Motley Crue on the classic rock station.
No.
What's that about?
They play it on 98 Rock.
They're too in your face.
98 Rock has a pretty decent mixture.
I hate the radio, so it all sucks to me. I mean, if I want to hear it, I mean, it, like, honestly, what is the radio even for nowadays? Like, just turn on the internet radio or pull in your iPod.
I hate regular radio.
You know what's funny to me about regular radio is, you know, I was in a car that didn't have any of the things I just mentioned, and they're still playing, the modern rock station, quote-unquote, is still playing the same songs they played when we were in high school. Like, yeah. Is nothing going on in popular rock music?
I don't quite about understand prog rock?
I love what, like Rush and
I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah, I like Rush.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Anyway,
I just heard the term.
Vinny, you got anything you hate?
Yeah.
What?
So you hate yourself.
Yes.
This one. Goggs hates himself for this one. I hate you.
Me?
As wow. I point to TJ.
Nice. Not Goggs.
You posted today that video of the girl throwing the puppies.
Oh, oh my God. That's just that insane.
Wait. And I don't hate you for posting.
I didn't do it.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Let me finish, okay? And so I was like, I watched it, and it was awful.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Made
I didn't hate you for that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, it was. I had to see it. I had to see what it was like. And then I read it because it originated on Reddit or something
Yeah.
So I went to Reddit, and I was reading some of the comments, and I happened to click on a link that somebody said. They said, to watch Earthlings. The movie Earthlings. That movie narrated by Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh.
And it's all about, like, animals and the food industry and the clothing industry.
This is, I've heard about this.
I sat there and I watched the whole fucking thing, and now I feel like an evil motherfucker. I feel like an evil, evil person. Now, I'm presented
so
with the fact...
So you hate yourself, but you're blaming...
But I'm blaming TJ for the fact that I hate myself.
Good.
So here's the thing. Now that I know how all this stuff goes down, and it's you have to watch it. Like, me explaining it doesn't do it justice.
See, I'll never watch it, and I'll tell
I'm
you why.
I'm almost going to say,
I'll
don't.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. It's the fucking movie that all the fucking vegans use to throw in your face.
I can see why.
It's so irritating.
God damn it, if it really didn't make me go, I should not ever
I don't
want
to do that. I don't want to come to grips with that.
Here's the thing, and yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but just remember this. Everybody's got an agenda, and that movie was made by somebody to tell a message. So you can say, you can fucking skewer anything.
But you know what? You know what? If any of those scenes are true, then it doesn't matter. Like, it's
it's legitimate.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I hear what you're saying, but I think that, you know, you got
to
look
at... I want you to make me feel better about this, and I appreciate anything you're going to say, but in order for you to make a counterpoint about it at all, you have to watch it. Nope. You have to. Well, then, that's fine, because you're not saying anything against
it. I'll watch it, but...
You're right in that it does... It's a clear agenda, but the way they present it, it's irrefutable.
I live in a nice, comfortable, warped reality where... Certain things, like seeing these dogs get thrown in a river, made me so mad.
That was fucked up.
Yeah. But if someone told me that, you know, and then I go eat a hamburger, no problem.
Right.
You know why? Cow's gotta die. Like, so if she... I was thinking about this. What if she had a bucket of rats?
Yeah.
Like city rats and was throwing those in the river. I'd probably cheer her on.
It's different, though.
Exactly. And I'm comfortable with the fact that there's a huge hypocrisy there.
I mean, is it really that hypocritical? I mean,
if rats spread disease.
I mean, the thing is...
And so do probably rabid stray dogs. So...
But, right. I don't know. It's...
Bucket of kittens, I'm pissed off. Bucket of snakes, I don't care.
It's... Yeah, I get...
From an all-gods-creature standpoint...
I know, but there's a...
Cruelty's cruelty.
But there's a social difference between the two. And, you know, the thing is that she wasn't throwing a bucket of snakes or rats into
it. Oh, and I know, and I'm comfortable with the fact that I think this is going to piss me off, whereas if she was throwing... What else do I fucking hate?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, what you just said. Cruelty is cruelty.
Right.
No matter what it is or who's being done to.
But I've made peace with the fact that the cows are getting...
I mean, it's just like... It's just like...
And I shouldn't.
Oh, it's awful.
I get it.
What's fucked up, too, is that this whole video came in the air, for lack of a better term, of this woman... The video that came out with this woman that threw a cat in a trash can.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that
about? Yeah, she got fucking caught, too.
Here's what I like. Well, they know that they... Well,
the article that I read, that they said they've already figured out who that girl throwing the cat...
Oh, yeah, she's in Bosnia.
Oh, the dogs, you mean?
Yeah,
or dogs.
She's in Bosnia. There's a name. The people have linked her Facebook, her MySpace.
Awesome!
See, and I like... Part of me... Like, they caught the internet cat lady.
Yeah.
Or the bin cat lady, whatever they're calling her, instantly, because the internet fucking just...
Jumped on.
Just got
it. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Just got her.
But, and I like that. I like this internet lynch mob mentality. But by the same token... This video, they're getting this girl, and it's like the same thing's forming, and a name has been dropped, address.
She might get murdered.
And she might not have been... The video isn't that clear. She might not... She hasn't come out and said one way or the other, so she might not... She could be falsely accused, but part of me's still kind of okay with it. Like, I'm just glad that there's some... It's like the only...
Retribution.
It's like the only justice that I find to be pure and right comes from
the internet.
Fact that the internet...
Swarms and lynches people.
Like, we can't find Osama bin Laden. It took us forever to find fucking Saddam Hussein. This girl throws 5 puppies into fucking river. 3 hours later, the entire world knows where she is, her known associate,
it's crazy,
and
like,
where to find
and
her.
And it's like, and we can't find Osama.
Right. like, we showed Osama throwing 5 puppies in the river, but we suddenly know where he is. And there was a thing on Reddit, it was like, this lynch mob mentality needs to end. And I'm thinking, about, I'm reading, I'm going... I see what you're saying, but I kind of like the swift, fierce
justice
maybe on the internet.
Yeah, maybe it'll prove to be, like, well, first of all, I guess, like, the thing that I think about when I see something that fucked up, and the cat lady situation's different because she didn't know she was being filmed. The girl throwing the puppies looked like
she was doing something enjoyable.
Yeah, it looked like she was... Yeah. Like,
but is it really different?
How is it different?
How is it not different?
I think it's almost sicker that the woman did it in private for her own job.
I think it's sicker that the woman's... The girl that's throwing the dogs is relishing it and wants to watch it later. You know, that...
But she's almost... I mean, I'm not defending her. But it's almost like I'm going to make a shocking video kind of stuff, whereas this woman throws a cat in a trash can for her own personal amusement.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're both bad.
They're both awful. I hope both of them die. And I mean that with all fiber of my being. I want nothing more than to see this person fucking crucified.
I mean, I was thinking about that, though. You talk about the rat thing. I was thinking about that all day. And, like, why does seeing the cat get thrown in the river incite my anger so much?
Because we probably have fun. I have fond memories of dogs and cats.
Well, I think it's that, and I think it's just like the fucking innocence of those things. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't do anything wrong.
A rat without disease that hasn't bitten anybody is just as innocent.
Yeah, but rats. But see, they all have disease.
Exactly.
You know.
You know
this
what?
Like, no one is turning into this is the Jew hunter argument from.
Well, jeez.
Here's the difference.
Don't bring that in.
If there's a pack of stray dogs, stray, mangy, disease-infested dogs running through the city, hurting people or causing problems,
right.
To see those, like, cruelly executed probably wouldn't bother you as much.
No, but right. Those puppies never had a chance to do anything.
That's why it's different. Yeah. If it was baby fucking rats,
right.
You'd probably have a little bit more of a heart for it.
Yeah.
Yet I'm still pro-choice.
What?
Right, what? What?
Right.
What? Those babies didn't do anything.
What are you trying to freaking...
I don't understand
you're
the
You're really
parallel
trying to
here.
Crowbar in that. And yeah. I don't
no,
know.
I'm saying I'm okay with...
It's a little different.
But think about it. Is it really?
Yes.
I am way more pissed off about watching someone... Now, I guess if you're throwing babies in a river, that would piss me off,
first of all, no one's... Well, I'm sure there might be with the sickness that is the internet, but nobody's posting fucking abortion videos and being like, yeah!
But I mean, let's really look at the issue. Abortion? Wow.
I see what you're doing.
Polarizing.
I don't know. That's a stretch.
But
stretch.
Let's just get off. Can we not get into an abortion?
Yeah, let's just not even talk.
I think we should.
It's a comedy.
Talk about
it's a comedy show.
I think we should talk about how funny they are. The voices.
It's right? Like that South Park where like they're at the abortion clinic and they have that vac like the fucking what's it called the thing that shines the floor going.
Yeah. I have no idea what
you ever see
about.
That? It's an old episode, yeah. We went to the Baltimore Comic Con.
We did.
This weekend, and I'd like to talk about it.
To lighten things up a little bit.
Jesus. I don't know, how do we want to do this? We got a bunch of tape, we got a bunch of photos, we put all the photos up on the website.
Stretch.
What were your impressions, Gogs? You've been to a couple of these with me, but...
Probably third or fourth con.
But how did you feel about the show? Did you enjoy it? Or?
Well, I think this was my favorite one.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I thought that, and not just from the fact that we got to talk and interact with so many people in costume, clearly enjoying the con.
Sure, sure.
But from a consumer standpoint, I've never been to a Comic-Con where there's been more stuff that I wanted.
Yeah, it was...
the first couple cons I've been to...
It was kind of sparse.
Well, there was a couple bootleg DVD areas, there were some t-shirts, there was some collectibles, but mostly it was just long boxes of old books. Which I like comics, but I'm not going to be filling in my collection.
Yeah.
Whereas this con, there was plenty of books to be bought, but there was lots of artists with cool art. There was tons of t-shirts. There were tons and tons of fucking collectibles and statues and toys.
Sure, sure.
I got
a bunch of Mighty Mugs.
And I got three Mighty Mugs. I got a Doc Ock, a Han Solo, and a Captain America.
It's a Mighty Mug.
It's these little plastic toys.
They're the coolest little fucking.
They're like little
things.
Super deformed. Like they look kind of like Japanese almost, but they're like a.
They're
pop.
All the same shape.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
But they all have painted with a different.
Yeah. And they have Star Wars ones, Indiana Jones
Marvel.
Ones, Marvel comics, all kinds of stuff.
But Doc Ock,
G.I. Joe, they're G.I. Joe.
I like the Beanie Babies of the comic book world.
They're pretty cool though. Yeah, they are a little bit.
They're the nerd Beanie Baby. I will give that to you.
They're like that,
and I love them.
They're cool.
I have four of them now.
I like them too.
So. I thought that was great. The smell wasn't that bad.
Yeah, smell? No, Vinny,
really?
There is a distinct con smell.
Oh, my God.
Like B.O.?
How would you describe it?
It's like sadness and wet.
Yeah, it's...
Old, wet, and sadness.
It's the smell of a
like
guy...
Like a homeless man's underpants.
It's the smell of a guy that's lived in his parents' house.
Yeah, it's like every
30
mom's
years.
Basement
yeah.
ever.
Yeah. Mm. It's a smell. It's the smell of a guy that should have moved out of his mom's basement 35 years ago.
Like that old couch smell. Like it smells like an old couch walking around, sweating and eating.
It's like if a thrift store started crying.
Right.
I mean, it's
not the most hygienic group.
No,
and we saw a couple that were just you were just
Stinkos.
Like wow. And I mean,
real bottom dwellers.
Typical like big fat, very heavy. Just sad looking,
pasty,
very
shapes,
odd voices. They all have, you know. I've always said this, and it's hard to put into words, really. But, you know, the gays are known for having their lisp, you know, and their flamboyant kind of sound. There's definitely a nerd like lisp.
There's a nerd, not a lisp,
an inflection.
No, it's nasal.
Yeah,
with maybe a lisp, maybe not, but it's nasal. And it comes off with an air of
pretentiousness.
Yeah, of
It's like what's superiority. Condescending.
Condensating.
Yeah. Very wet.
Things just water.
Oddly
just
appropriate.
All of the words.
No,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like, well, I think that, well, I mean, that's fine, but I think that you're wrong.
And, yeah.
And then
next except, no, they would never say that's fine. It's like, well, that's stupid, because clearly Night Owl was the best character ever.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you know, the thing is that it's like, you know,
I can't believe you bought that. I found two online for that price.
I can sort of relate to some of that in a way, because I was talking to Gogs about this pretty much all day. But the thing is when you're like a nerd, like think about it, like this is your entire life.
You said,
like,
I think you said this is their Super Bowl.
A Comic-Con, well, I was talking specifically about the people that dress up. But, you know, a Comic-Con is where a guy that's been sitting at home for all his life, doesn't really have any kind of social outlet, like, he gets to demonstrate how much knowledge he has. You know what I mean? Like, he's so well-versed in all this stuff that when someone says something that is contrary to his infinite amount of knowledge,
he can finally argue.
Right. And that's what he's looking for.
Well, he's been searching for his arch nemesis his whole life.
Exactly.
He can't go to the supermarket and have a discussion on his level.
Exactly.
It's too easy.
It's too easy.
Well, you know,
they're not playing the game.
It was, right.
He wants to dance the sweet dance.
I think I told you, you had, somebody was wearing a shirt or somebody had a reference to something and it was way obscure.
Pedobear.
And you asked me about it. No, not Pedobear. We'll talk about that in a second. It was something else, something comic related, and I told you what it was because I knew what it was right away. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself directly after saying that, I was like, "Jesus Christ, why do I fucking know that?" And like, it's funny to me because as a comic book fan, as a diehard comic book fan, like sometimes you stop and think about all this like history quote. I'm doing the air quotes history that you know,
yeah.
Like all this diverse history of like the X-Men. And you kind of think about it, because you've known it for so long, you sort of think about it like it's actual history. Yeah. You don't kind of realize, you don't sit there and go, wait a second, this all happened in a fucking comic book, like this doesn't really matter. But I think like that level of introspection, it escapes like the hardcore nerd.
It's so deluded.
It's become their reality.
I'm glad that you're able to get through and past that.
I think I do.
You definitely do. I wouldn't hang out with you if you couldn't.
I think I do.
I mean, that's how I feel about Star Wars and video games, but I understand that they're not real deep down in my core. I'll still argue with you.
I don't think it's a question of reality. It's just a question of whether or not you're able to detach yourself
from it long enough
to have a normal conversation.
Some people have made it so relevant to their lives that they can't say...
They can't break away from it.
They can't talk about X-Men right now.
This is very important. Yeah.
But you must understand that you're wrong.
You're right.
No, it's true. And you know, the thing is that I don't know how I do it. I'm not trying to say, like, I'm a better nerd. I mean,
you're a better nerd.
You're an excellent nerd.
Yeah, you're a great nerd.
Gogs and I, moving right along, Gogs and I did see a woman wearing a Pedobear t-shirt, was awesome.
I complimented her on it.
I wish it was on sale. You're familiar with Pedobear?
Is that a Conan O'Brien thing?
No, it's an internet thing. It's this bear. I think it was originally from some Japanese cartoon.
Yeah, but it's popped on 4chan. Or
yeah, and it's just every time that something is like slightly like pedo related, the pedo bear
comes out.
The pedo bear comes out.
Pedophily.
And it was really funny because she was wearing it, and Gogs and I were both like very impressed. We're like, holy shit! And it was funny a woman was wearing it too.
I've definitely
not an ugly woman either.
The term pedo bear is all over the internet. Like,
not a lot of girls at the Baltimore Comic Con.
I thought there was a fair amount. I mean, you're probably still looking at a 4-to-1 ratio, but I thought that was good for a con.
Not a lot of good-looking ones.
No,
there was a couple.
Yeah,
the Cammy. We've got the pictures of Cammy up on the website. She was nice.
Low points of the con, if I may.
Please.
That weird army guy who wanted us to shove a sword up our ass.
I'm so glad, Ari. Can you please explain? I literally...
Did you record this?
As this... No. As this happened... We didn't really have...
It was strange.
We were so baffled by it going on. But anyway, as this event was happening, I was like, in my head, I was like, thank God we have a radio show to talk about this. Because this was the weirdest fucking thing I had ever seen. I'll start off, if you don't mind.
Go.
Gogs and I are at the far end of the convention center at this booth that sells, like, katanas and shit. Go
foosh!
Go right? Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Actually, they're swords. I don't remember their name, but they had some pretty cool shit.
Neat stuff.
But anyway, so Gogs and I are just looking at the swords, and this guy who's got, credentials, like,
He's in full camouflage. He's in full army.
Well, he's in full army gear, but if you notice, he had a name tag, And the vendors and the guests all had name tags like that. And I didn't catch what his name was, but I saw underneath it said Fort Meade. So he was like a guest for some reason. I don't know, being an army guy, I don't know. But anyway, Gogs, you can take it from here. So we're looking at swords. This army guy comes up to us with a camera, and he's talking to people behind us.
He's trying to get talk someone behind us into posing like he's jamming a sword up his own ass for a picture.
Yes.
This guy rejects it, so he comes to me and asks me if I'll do it. I tell him, no, I'm fucking doing that. I'm not having you take internet pictures of me jamming a sword up my own ass.
And he was really emphatic.
So you jamming a sword
up my own ass.
He was really emphatic about it. He was like, come on, bro, it'll be hilarious.
Yeah. He was very, very, very big on the idea.
It was weird.
So I was like, no. And I was like, hey, I'll pretend the sword's my dick. How about that? He's like, okay, fine, let's get abroad to blow your sword dick.
Yeah.
And he was able to find one.
So there's an internet picture of that with you?
Yeah. But I've already told Liz about it, so things are cool.
Oh, my.
She's like, maybe don't do that anymore. I was like, yeah.
Maybe don't do that
It was like a whirlwind, though. And, like, we tried to get out of it. And, like, the guy was, like, real intimidating. And it was really
fucking strange.
He's like, come on. Like, and then, like.
And then we were walking out of the convention hall. He was talking to other people.
So after Goggs gets the picture where it looks like the girl is blowing his sword dick.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny, too, because at first she, like, nailed down a dude. And he's like, no, you gotta get into it. It was so fucking weird.
It was strange.
So it made me feel creepy. So this was, like, towards the end of the day anyway. So we were, like, leaving the convention center. And there's, like, some cosplay couple. Cosplay, for those who don't know. I don't know who listens to the show doesn't know what cosplay is. It's the people that dress up like superheroes.
Cosplay enthusiasts.
It's like people that dress up like superheroes and superheroines.
And manga.
Yeah, and anyway, so as we're walking out, the soldier guy goes up to this couple. It's a guy and a girl. And I don't know what he said to him, but like at first he just took a regular picture. But then as we were walking away, I heard him go, hey, would you mind if... And we were too far away from that point. Then I just heard uproarious laughter. So God only knows what the guy asked them to do.
I thought he said, get on your knees and... I heard that much of the sentence.
Oh my God. They're like, that guy was... You know, it's funny. Out of all the nerds, and we talk to people. We're going to play some of those clips. We talk to people, and I have a whole revelation about that, which I'm fascinated by. Yeah. But the thing is, we went in hopes of finding some real choice nerds and to get a lot of funny...
Joke on them.
Yeah, we were going there to goof on the nerds. But come to find out that the fucking weirdest freak... was the guy, like, the regular, normal-looking army guy.
And all the nerds we talked to, we couldn't bring ourselves to goof on.
Yeah, here's the revelation that we had, Goggs and I both. So, let me just set up what we did. We had an idea that we talked about last week, that Goggs was going to put on this voice that sounded like this.
Hey, you guys want to do this radio show we're doing?
Hey, you want to play stickball after we read some...
In retrospect, I don't know why I felt the need to disguise our
identities. It was funny. I mean, Goggs and I are on the way to the convention center, and Goggs is like, well, do you think we should call it a different show? I'm like, they don't know the show.
It doesn't matter.
What difference does it make? And then he's like, well, what about disguising our voice? Again, they don't know who we are. But he's like, I think I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to argue with Goggs is the talent, so I'm not going to sit there and argue with the guy about it, so I just let him have it. And the whole time I'm like, we're interviewing people, we interviewed a lot of people. Goggs was worried that we wouldn't get a lot of people to talk to us.
Yeah.
But what we found out was that these people in costume, everyone was so happy to talk to us, and like they're just like, oh yeah, like they
and incredibly nice.
All of them, yeah, this is the big revelation. We went to make fun of these people. It's impossible. They seemed so nice. And so positive and so happy.
And even when we started to try to, like, we started, like, throwing funny questions at them, they took them as, like, we're palling around jokes.
Yeah, they didn't.
And that made me go, well, we're just going to keep palling around because I like you.
Yeah, nobody.
Aw, damn. So you couldn't go through. You couldn't go
through.
We
never really even tried.
We never even tried to talk to...
We never gave any hardball questions.
We never really talked to a nerd. Like, just a plain street clothes nerd.
See, the thing is, like, I was thinking about doing that, and this is all stuff that we can do. I emailed Goggs about this, but there's a horror convention at the end of next month that I think we should go to, because there's going to be all kinds of freaks there. And it's something we can kick around.
Freaks.
But, like, I just wanted to talk to people in costume, because I thought it'd be easier to get access to them. If you went up to just some random nerd, I don't think you'd get them to talk.
They're probably the same reaction that we did with the guy with the sword sticking up our ass. Maybe not as
bad.
But there would still be a level of apprehension.
Yeah,
like on the road out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I just don't think.
Excuse me, sir, would you mind talking
to
the
person? I'd tell you to fuck right off.
But if you're in a costume, you're already asking for that attention.
And they wanted it.
They want attention. Yeah.
Like I said, we talked to what, half a dozen people, maybe more.
At least 6, 8, 10.
I mean, we probably could have talked to a lot more, but, I mean, they all wanted to talk to us. They were all very happy to answer our questions, pretty much as many questions as we wanted to ask.
Yeah, it was our interview to conduct.
It was crazy.
We talked to Casual Spider-Man.
Yeah, we talked to Deadpool, Lady Deadpool. The Riddler guy was the only super nerd, I think, because he did have a great costume, but he put on, like, a voice, and he had, like, he had, like, the whole Riddler character down, too.
Captain America, much less confident than one would expect from a Captain
America. Seemed
kind of
nervous. The funniest one to me was we had a casual Labor Day weekend Spider-Man. We had a guy that was
trying to catch the bus.
Yeah, he was in a total Spider-Man outfit. You know, mask and gloves, and I assume the shirt. I didn't see.
It was a red shirt.
But he had a fucking windbreaker jacket on.
Boston Red Sox
hat. A Boston Red Sox hat and, like, slacks.
Yeah.
Like, it was the most confusing. We interviewed him. You'll hear it, but it was just odd. It was like, what are you really going for? Like, it just, it was strange.
Yeah, kind of strange.
Other ones, we talked to...
the guy from Delta Squad was good.
The guy from Gears of War, he was funny.
Nice.
We had...
Catwoman.
Catwoman and...
the only woman I think we interviewed.
Yeah, because we didn't interview Cammy, because she didn't seem like she'd had enough to say.
Cammy looked like kind of a dullard.
Well, and you know the weird thing about the Cammy girl, and again, you can see her on the website. She is cute. I highly recommend checking her out, especially the picture I took of her ass.
My own.
She had, like, this handler that was walking around with her.
Yeah, she had an agent.
Yeah, it was strange. Like, I thought maybe it was her boyfriend at first, but if that was her boyfriend, they have, a whole Ike and Tina relationship going on, because he was definitely, like, telling her where to go and, like, not to talk to people.
Really?
It was strange. And I heard, like, after the picture that Goggs took of me and her... I heard her talking to another comic guy, and he asked, the comic guy asked, well, who are you supposed to be? Because I guess he's not familiar with video games. And she's like, oh, I'm Cammy. I'm from an anime. And I talked to Goggs about that. I thought that was kind of strange. While Street Fighter does have an animated series,
it's Street Fighter.
The first media I associate Cammy with would be video games. I think that's what
everyone. When I asked her if she was going to be in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, she seemed utterly confused.
Yeah, so I don't know what her deal
was. I don't think
she's
familiar with the character. I think someone hired her because she looks enough like Cammy.
That's probably true. Maybe that was the guy walking her around.
Yeah.
Anybody else that was... We talked to... What was his name? The Jedi Knight? Klo Pow or whatever?
Cool Poo. I gotta hear the audio of that because he was talking to that giant latex mask.
I told Goggs that we had to find somebody in a mask because we couldn't... it was just like, so tell us about how you would have had George Lucas write the script correctly. He was like... it was funny as shit.
What a very nice person.
Very nice. All of them. All of them were so nice.
The Pokemon trainer.
The Pokemon trainer was probably the nicest guy because he was so genuinely excited that someone was talking to him, and he had so much knowledge of Pokemon.
He has a phenomenal knowledge of Pokemon.
But did you see how his face, I think the picture I took is...
He was so happy. He was so smiling.
His face lit up when we talked to him.
Genuinely nice person.
It was
Magneto was a nice guy. The Nick Furies were nice fellas.
That was funny. We're taking this picture with this guy who is Magneto. Again, his picture's up. And as we were taking the picture, six guys that were Ultimate Nick Fury came up, and it was really weird. We started talking about Spider-Man, things like that. Again, we got the clip, so. But,
I loved it. It was a good con.
Yeah, it was.
Had a lot of fun. Oh, another low point. Plow on energy gum.
Oh, God. I was going to put that as one of my hates. Oh, God. Okay, Goggs, please.
It's an acquired taste. And you can buy it for $3 a pack.
It's this energy gum.
We got free tasties of it. It first of all, the piece of gum was probably the size of a nickel.
It's a horse pill.
If you, revolved it into a full sphere.
It was disgusting.
It was huge.
Okay.
Disgusting.
It tasted awful. A blind man, I'm assuming he's blind because he had the stick.
Yeah, he was blind. Maybe he was a cosplayer.
Nice. Well, as we were walking by bitching about it, he heard our conversation, jumped in going, did you guys try that fucking gum?
Yeah!
I can't get the taste out of my goddamn mouth.
The funniest thing The funniest thing about it,
it's plow on energy gum. It's basically gum that gives you as much energy
as a Red Bull.
A Red Bull. It's got like taurine and ginseng. What was it taste like?
It was
awful.
It just tasted awful. And the funny
chemicals.
The funny thing is as soon as we put it in our mouths, the spokeswoman goes, "It's an acquired taste."
She's like, we both just kind of, we're being polite, but we both chomped down on it just kind of took a second.
We both should have been like, what the fuck?
We both standing there in silence. When you know when they changed shifts, we should have went back and got a video of me trying it and spitting it out of the power meter.
Do you remember how expensive that shit was?
Oh, I remember the pricing structure.
Oh,
it was $3 for one package, $5 for two packages, and you can buy an entire box for $25.
And how many were in the package?
I think it was four or five to a package.
But here's the thing that I didn't understand about the packaging situation. So it comes with four or five pieces of gum, right? But it was just like a package that you tear. Like a
Big League Chew.
Like a bag of Skittles.
So they weren't even individually wrapped.
It was foily.
Oh, was it?
It was kind of foily like a Big League Chew. You could probably fold it over on itself.
I don't know. But God, it was so
awful.
And an odd product to have at a comic book
in
show.
In retrospect.
Okay.
We should, and we still can, because you can buy it.
I'm not buying it.
We should buy it and see if someone will chew a whole package during the show.
Die.
I have.
You should do that.
Speaking of that, speaking of a GOGS challenge, I have two that I thought of. Because GOGS made Vinny and I do that Taco Bell challenge.
I didn't make you do shit.
Been itching to get you back. Listen.
I have to agree.
I didn't say you had to agree, but you're gonna, because you do. You already agreed to the one. So, I want you to eat that Gatorade goop that they sell.
What is it?
They have this Gatorade that's like a gel.
Right.
So I'm for it. No, I want to eat that.
Good. We'll go heads up on that.
All right. And the other one is I want you to eat this thing I saw online today. It's a sandwich in a can.
I am not going to eat that.
I don't like wet stuff that's not supposed to be wet. What do you mean it's a sandwich in a can?
It can't possibly be good.
It's a canned-wich. Here's the thing. They have strawberry peanut butter and jelly, grape peanut butter and jelly, and this is the best one, barbecue chicken sandwich.
Oh, so there's meat involved.
And it's in a can.
Oh, no.
It's called a canwich.
I will say that I will try.
Would you eat the chicken in the can? Have you seen this, Vinny?
I had the whole chicken. Tosh.0 has...
Yeah, the guy...
Do you see that big guy ate like six nine of them or something like that?
I would try it. I don't know...
You tried the canwich?
I will try the canwich.
If you're going
to
try it...
I do not need to eat the whole thing.
Would you eat the
barbecue? Unless I like it.
Would you eat the barbecue chicken?
I will try any of the three.
I will buy the I don't even want you to eat the whole thing. I just want you to eat like one bite.
I will take a bite and I will explain how it feels for the radio. I have no issue with that.
I'm totally ordering
it. If the FDA has allowed it, I will let it go.
I will order the canwich. And you don't have to eat the whole thing.
I'll take a bite. I might love it.
If you love it, wouldn't that be hilarious?
You just keep raining.
Get the kegwitch.
The kegwitch.
God.
Do you want to play the clips now?
Yeah.
We'll just stop this part of the show.
The clips.
Check it out.
Let me shift to the side a little bit.
Okay, yeah, no, it's good. So, we're here with a member of Delta. It could be, Marcus or Cole.
Undercover.
So, this is a phenomenal costume, by the way. You got the pistol, you got your son carrying around the Lancer, the chainsaw, Cliff Bleszinski's own chainsaw Lancer rifle.
Got the Carmine helmet in the bag.
You got the Carmine helmet. Now, okay, and that is a big question. Are you pro or against the death of Carmine in the new game? The world wants to know.
Well, to be 100% honest with you,
Carmine's
got to
die, right?
No, I'll put it to you like this. I want to see him live. I want to see Carmine live to the end and then get killed by Friendly Fire.
Ah, wow, that's vicious. I was going to say, I thought you were going to go in a wheelchair or something, but that's tough. So are you excited about the third game? I've been loving all the Gears games.
I'm absolutely psyched about it. I'm really looking forward to getting more information. Hopefully they will bring Beast Mode or what have you to New York Comic Con when I go this year.
Right.
So hopefully I get a chance to play it up there. But if not, depending on where they have the premiere at, I'll be there.
Now, did you make this costume or did you buy this costume?
Me and a buddy, we got together and we put in a lot of time, a lot of work.
That's great.
I mean, we got it done. If you take a real good look at it, it looks a lot like what was used to be done by Nightmare Armor Studios.
Uh-huh.
That's where we basically got our basic design, but I'm an AutoCAD drafter, so I went ahead and did some spec work on it. My helmet's got a lot of custom wiring done on it. And we just got some custom weapons, so, you know, there was a lot of work by me and a friend of mine, but we got it done.
Now, you're just a fan, right? You're not paid by Epic Games or anything.
Not at all.
Now,
but if they want to throw some money my way, I'm more than happy to promote for them.
Now, you said you were having trouble at this con for some reason. Well, can you go into that? Well, what's the problem?
Usually when me and my family, we go out to cons, we've got it down to pretty much a science now where we can get the armor on and off in about 30 to 45 minutes, get in, and, you know, everything's kind of seamless. Today, for some reason, because of the heat,
right?
Because of, I have no idea what, but it took almost like 2 hours to get the armor on because it wasn't fitting right.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around, it's kind of tight, and because my son's with us with the one weapon, I've got the other weapon. I've got the helmet in the bag that I haven't even taken out yet.
Oh,
I'll probably do that in about an hour, take it out, put that on, and walk around with that for a while. So, all in all, it's just more cumbersome today than it normally ever has been.
Right.
But I'm chalking that up to an anomaly because it does happen.
I gotta ask a question if I can.
No.
Bathroom situation. An emergency arises. It's the elephant in the room. What do you do?
You don't go.
The man toughs it out. A true Delta. What are you going to do when you're fighting Lambin in the middle of the field? You got to tough it out.
Steven Seagal and just.
But to be 100% honest with you, I couldn't do this. I couldn't go on cosplay. I couldn't do any of this. Number one, without my wife.
God bless her.
My wife is awesome. She's a trooper. Even though at times she, you know, it's frustrating because it's hard. It's hard to do. It's hard to support one person with all this.
Are you local? Or are you from?
I'm local. When we do PAX East this year. We'll be up there.
Are you going to PAX East?
Well, we went last year. It was great. When we go this year, we have to pack everything up. We would have done PAX West or PAX Prime,
right.
But I'm scared to death to fly unless...
Something bad happens. They might see that Lancer rifle and they'll get wigged out or something.
So, you know, I'm not going to... If it's East Coast, we'll do it. If it's West Coast... You can pretty much hang it up. We're not getting on a plane.
Now, what was your... I got two more quick questions. What was your favorite melee weapon attack in the second game? What was your favorite, most brutal beatdown?
The favorite beatdown was with the sniper rifle.
Yeah, that was good one. They just fucking cracked their skull open. That was great. And finally, is there any chance we could catch a sneak peek of the helmet?
If my son Bishop can actually get it out of the bag...
Oh, great. Well, we need to get a picture of that. That's great. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. You look great. Thank you. Thanks, man. Seriously.
Script kind of member of Delta Squad. Now, he had the Carmine helmet, though.
The first impression I got from this guy was, seemed like a nice guy, but it just seemed like he talked about this, the amount of preparation he had to do.
They heard, yeah.
And it was just amazing to me. And his family looked so, like, worn out.
Mm-hmm.
From the whole thing.
His family looked worn out?
Did
he have everybody there with him?
Yes.
He has wife and his son.
Yeah, okay. And his son's probably like, I don't know, probably 10.
And they're both lugging gear. His son has a Lancer rifle.
His son has a giant...
strapped across his back.
Yeah, a giant fake gun that he's made. And the wife has the helmet.
In the bag.
Oh, jeez.
It was bad.
It was bad.
But, like, it was... And it was funny because did you hear the way he talked? I mean, he was like, we're going to do this year. That, like, he, like, plans. Like, this is, like, a big deal for this guy.
I would not have married him.
The costume is excellent.
The costume was very good.
Might I ask?
He made it
himself.
He said he made it.
Him and some other... We didn't
get to see it, like, live moving, but he said he like, wired that helmet so there was, like, electronics in it and wires and
lights
and
fans
that
ventilated and stuff.
It was pretty crazy.
It was really nice. It's really good.
He did a really good job.
And he was very gracious about how much his family helps him and everything. He seemed very approachable, very nice fellow.
Yeah. All right, next clip.
Official. Hey guys, we're here with Rorschach. It's the dungeon. I gotta tell you, your costume looks pretty official. You got any of the gadgetry with you?
No, but I've been looking around trying to, you know, find whatever I can.
Get a gas gun, get a little grappling hook or something?
Yeah, I did see that earlier. I was thinking about getting it, though.
I got a question for you. I've been posing this challenge to people. Can you explain the entire plot of Watchmen in under 20 seconds?
Oh, my.
Ready? And the clock says go.
Comedian dies. Rorschach's paranoid. Tries to tell him. Nobody believes him. He ends up being right. and they all try to team up, and they end up sort of winning, they end up sort of losing. A lot of people die, a lot of people, you know, suffer, but in the end, it all sort of works out.
19 seconds. That was amazing. That was a good transcription. Now, did you enjoy the movie?
Oh, definitely.
Are you upset with the lack of space squid?
Sort of. When I was reading the comic, I mean, I actually saw the movie before I read the comic.
Oh.
But after I saw the movie, I was kind of satisfied. But after I read the comic, I was kind of upset about the movie. I mean, that seemed like a really big thing I think they should have included.
I love the space squid myself.
Oh, I definitely did too, but, you know, I mean...
Do you think that Rorschach should have gotten on with Silk Spectre instead of Night Owl? Because Night Owl's kind of a pussy.
Oh, he seems to be scared at sometimes, you know, I mean, like, how much he seems to be really crying and being upset at times, you know, I mean, I think... You know, I definitely like Rorschach with Silk Spectre better.
Nah, I like that. Good call. Well, thank you, man. You enjoy the rest of your con. I love the costume.
All right, thank you.
Keep it up.
Thank
Take care.
Yeah.
You're right. Were we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
So, the Rorschach guy.
Yeah.
Remember what happened with the Rorschach guy?
He had to, we approached him.
Yes.
And we're like, hey, Rorschach, you mind if we ask you a couple of questions? And he immediately turns to an older woman who we can only assume is his mother.
Yeah.
Gives her a look, and she goes, that's fine.
Yeah, so he had to ask
him.
How old is he?
We couldn't.
Probably in his teens.
Probably in his teens. It was hard to tell with the mask.
He was my height, though, so he could be, you know, anywhere from 8 to 30.
I thought, now, and Goggs, as you guys heard, he did a really good job at summarizing it in 20 seconds. Watchmen in 20 seconds. What I thought was interesting is that he had seen the movie Watchmen before he read the comics.
Right.
That blows my mind. I wouldn't think anyone that didn't read the comics would ever.
That movie sucked.
I loved it.
And I was not a comic fan, and now I won't read it because I saw the movie.
Mm.
And there we go.
I think you still have, like, a paper.
But he also agreed that Silk Spectre should have banged Rorschach.
Yeah, everyone should bang Rorschach. But anyway, that was a funny one. And he kind of had the nerd voice. He definitely...
He was a little nervous. Nerd, I think he was... I think the mask gave him a level of confidence.
I think he was a little nervous to
talk to us.
That's
how I feel about a beard.
He definitely felt like he was a little nervous. Like, I think he thought we were going to goof on him real hard.
Not too hard.
But anyway.
Gently.
Funny kid. Goof.
Next up.
That's a goddamn goof.
It's a goddamn goof.
Everybody, the Dungeon's here again with yet another costume super... Well, villain in this case. Would you consider yourself a villain or a hero?
Probably the villain.
Yeah, you know.
The villain.
The villain version? All right, that's good. And you're with Magneto. And this gentleman right here, he says that you've made several costumes. You were saying you made a Hawkeye. You have a homemade...
Hawkeye. Captain America.
Right.
A very goofy-looking Iron Man that needs to be addressed again later.
Was it made of cloth or iron?
It was cloth. Totally. It was the classic version. So
okay.
It looked like a sloth in the comic. And then Magneto.
Right.
And then Wolverine.
Now, you're telling us a cool story about that Wolverine costume, about Otacon. And could you relay that one more time? That
sure.
Great.
The year before last, I was Captain America, and I wore it to the rave at night, and it was kind of hot.
Right.
But I had two versions. The first version... that I learned, and then the second version, which, you know, as I got better as a tailor, I wanted to do something a little different this year because I wanted to be in shorts and more comfortable. I created a rave version of Wolverine. So brown and gold Wolverine is already sleeveless, but then I created a separate pair of shorts to wear at the rave just to be obnoxious,
right.
And I had glue stick claws. So.
Gotta take a picture of Magneto.
Of course, man.
Oh, and Nick Fury's in the house now. Nick Fury's there.
And Black Lightning.
So Nick Fury and Black. We're just gonna stand quietly in the back here. This is phenomenal. Two Nick Furies and a Black Lightning. If they touched each other, the world might end. Everyone's seen Time Cop. We all know the story.
The paradox.
Yeah. We're just going to sit quietly at the back. This is phenomenal. There's so many Nick Furies. Now.
I got one with you.
Nick Fury number two. I got to ask a question. Was this ever a Blade costume? Because I noticed the slot in the back for the katana.
Absolutely. And
I'm sorry. Just going to stand quietly in the back and bomb. The Avengers Initiative happening right here.
Thank you.
No one with my camera. Jason. I forgot I had it.
There's so many. It's unbelievable. It's
crazy.
It's a furious area. So many guns. Now, Nick Fury, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What did you think about the David Hasselhoff movie, Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I'd comment, but I've never seen it.
Good, smart play. It's an awful, awful film. That's the best way you could take that answer.
But you have to give him credit for even being the first.
I that's true. It's like that first Captain America movie that they was. Ooh. No.
Yeah.
Well, or that first Punisher.
You would think Marvel would learn.
Right.
But they just... Me and my friend were just discussing Spider-Man 3. How much we had to horror that.
Oh, that was awful, right?
What they did to Venom is...
criminal.
It is.
It's disgusting.
Come on, John.
So they know that they need to revisit that and do it right, just like they did with the first Hulk.
Right. I think they need to relaunch it.
Absolutely.
They are. Yeah. Well, it's good, because I hope they relaunch it well and they don't
right.
screw that up. I mean, I love 1, I love Spider-Man 2, but Spider-Man 3 was an atrocity.
It was an atrocity. And,
it's
yeah,
not
they
good
need
as
to...
Fantastic Four 1.
Oh, yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was...
I say, you know, Marvel put out enough women
right.
where they should have known better.
But, I mean, Daredevil, I mean, that was phenomenal, right? Almost got you with that one.
and it's because I have mixed feelings about it. It was okay.
Oh, Daredevil. God, that was bad. Come on.
Yeah.
What about Electro the movie? Thoughts on Electro the movie?
Horrible.
Black Lightning, your thoughts on Electro the movie?
Fuck.
Good man. I love it. We got Jedi's. Good Lord, this is quite the event. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Fury. Good luck with the Avengers Initiative. Get Magneto in on that. I think that'd probably be a good call.
Thank you. I'm trying to get him to be a good guy.
For once, right? Ultimatum and such. Well,
now,
Mr. Magneto,
I gotta ask you a question, Magneto,
yeah.
real quick.
Sure.
Now, you said you were at Otakon with the rave. Does the comic, the American comic fan...
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Does the comic book fan and the Otakon fan, do they clash at all? Do the anime manga fans...
Not
play?
At all. The best thing is... Oh, cool. The best thing is, with Otakon, the Japanese anime is so diverse that not everybody recognizes everybody.
Sure.
But for the most part, the superhero genre is pretty cemented, you know, because of mainstream media,
right.
television.
So Wolverine is just ubiquitous.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Everybody knows that.
Captain America was, like, insane. And then the funny thing is, a friend of mine dressed up as Moon Knight, and he's like, nobody's going to know who I am. We're there 10 minutes, and someone's like, it's Moon Knight.
Yeah.
And
is Moon Knight here? He's not here.
He's not
is
here.
It? Oh,
he whipped out. But he has a Daredevil costume. He's going to... He made Moon Knight. He bought Daredevil.
Is this something you do professionally? You're not like a tailor or anything.
I do it for just the hell of it. To be honest with
you.
So we're associated with Collector's Corner, and as I've gotten better, the kids that are associated with the store are like, hey, would you make me a costume? And I was like,
right.
absolutely. Just because for me, I have the ability to, and it's fun because then also I'm my own canvas because I want the attention from creating something. But now I'm gonna have more than one person be my canvas and show it off. So,
all right, now I got a question for you. Who's your favorite Marvel villain of all time?
I that's a tough call, but as
the answer is Juggernaut.
The answer is probably gonna be Magneto because I can make a Magneto Juggernaut. I've seen nothing but horrible costumes.
Could you make a Juggernaut costume?
Only because you'd be doing like
a lot of foam, like bulk
foam,
up, right?
Foam flesh, which wouldn't look right. But in hindsight, I'd like to do a Rhino costume because you would be Juggernaut, but it would be all covered. So,
right.
Like, you could be bulky, but it wouldn't look like you're having fake arms. Like, you could be like foam muscles, but they're hidden by the costume.
Right. Now, here's a question. Who do you think would win in a fight, Rhino or Juggernaut?
That's got to be Juggernaut.
Yeah, hands down. He wins in every fight, in my opinion, but that's good to go. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You don't sell your costumes by any chance, do you?
No, but I actually don't charge much to make them. So, you know, if someone wants to be if someone wants a costume, then more like we'll hang out. Magneto ran me. I think I probably got Magneto under 60.
Oh, really? For this whole thing?
Because I get the fabric from Joann's. I've got a template for my pants, so I know how to do it.
Right.
For the shirt.
What about a husky gentleman like me? Would that cost more?
No, because we're about the same build, so I would start with myself and go from there.
I'm so much wider. How would one get in contact with you if we wanted a costume?
Through Collector's Corner.
Collector's Corner, outstanding. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, honestly, seriously, guys, if you are really genuinely interested.
I am.
You don't have to. Just fucking let it go.
So the Magneto guy.
Do you hear me, Denver? Who has all the eggs now, Denver?
The Magneto guy was kind of funny because he was very proud of that helmet that he made. I didn't have the heart to tell him that it didn't really look that good.
It's better than any helmet I could have made.
You're right about that.
Nah.
But.
Hey, I'm just saying.
It still looked like a bunch of pudding molded in the shape of a Magneto helmet.
It did look like pudding.
I mean, no matter how you cut it, it's better than any.
Now, I will give that guy credit, though. Remember, his whole shtick was that he referenced that he had girls in his life. And he's like, look, if I'm dating a girl, like, they know the deal. And then maybe I can, like,
the way he said that.
Maybe I can, like, get a girl in a costume. And he was talking about he wanted to get a girl in the 60s Marvel girl costume, which is hot. Like, it's just a short green dress.
Like, I like this Raver Wolverine.
Yeah, he was talking about this. You're already talking about he made a Rave Wolverine for Otacon, which is just funny. And that's also where, I'm sure as you heard, we got encountered by the Fury Army, whole Nick Fury Army. Which
nice, fellas.
I don't know who Nick Fury is.
Nick Fury is in the... Well, as soon as you read Ultimates, if Amazon ever sends you those trades...
I need to reorder them.
Yeah,
Nick Fury's were good guys. They played along. They answered the questions.
And they had the Black Lightning.
Yeah.
A lot of Nick Furies, though. It was a ton of Nick Furies. I love the one guy, though, because you called it. The one Nick Fury just had the long black jacket, and you're like, admit it, that was a Blade costume. Because it totally was the long black jacket, but it had the hole in the back for the sword. It's so funny.
Well, yeah, good guy. You know, the guy made a lot of his own costumes. I might commission him to make me a Rhino costume. So
that would be hilarious.
There we go.
He had a lot to say. Yeah. He had a lot to say. You see,
very proud of his craft.
Very nice guy. Seems to be sponsored by a comic book store. So
yeah,
good for him.
Hey there, it's the Dungeon. We're back here at Baltimore Comic Con. Now we're here with. Now you're not Ash Ketchum, correct? Because I don't think he wears like a red white.
Yeah, and I got a 5 o'clock status.
Right. No, yeah, Ash is way too. So which trainer are you?
My name's just Matt.
Just Matt.
Trainer Matt.
Trainer Matt.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Now what is your favorite? What is your favorite Pokemon of all the Pokemon?
I'd have to say Meowth.
Meowth.
Yeah.
Meowth is isn't that
Well, that's the one with Team Rocket, right?
Yeah, Team Rocket. Now doesn't Meowth evolve into Mewtwo or Mew? Is that a different? Am I messing that up?
Yeah, it evolves into Persian, actually.
Oh, God. Now, wait, this is Mew its own thing?
Mew is its own thing,
right.
And then Mewtwo was then the one that you would catch at the very end of the game at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I got a couple of questions. Who do you think would win, Charizard or Squirtle?
Charizard, hands down, anyway.
Okay, now what's the lowest level of Charizard? Because Charizard's a full-fledged, jacked-up version. What does Charizard start at?
Charizard starts with a Charmander.
But now, would Charmander beat Squirtle?
No.
So Squirtle wins that one. What does Squirtle finally end up as?
Blastoise.
Blastoise? God, I gotta catch up.
You gotta catch them all.
Yeah, that's the point.
These are easy. These are old school.
All right. So is there a new? Is there like the new school? But now who you got? You got Pikachu, everyone's favorite.
And
you
got Chimchar.
Chimchar. Now is he a fiery based? I guess monkey.
Exactly. Yep. He's a fire monkey. Now,
does he turn into some sort of like flaming orangutan, or what is his end? What is his end result?
His is Infernape is his last one.
So was I right? Is it a giant flame? Wow.
Basically, yeah. It's a giant monkey that's a fighting type as well as a fire type.
Now, what did you think about the N64 game where you went on the Pokemon Safari shooting pictures of the Pokemon?
I hate to say it, but I did try to get the high score in every single level.
I'm going to let you...
Even the rainbow level, I don't know why, but yes, I was that obsessed at one point.
I'm not going to lie, I loved the Pokemon game for N64, the fight in the tournament game? That was 64, right?
Yeah.
I loved that game. That game was addictive as hell.
And they even have one now for the Wii, where you can actually play it online now.
Does it involve the motion controls?
Fortunately, no.
That's a shame, because I really would have enjoyed that.
But it's like a remote control, though. You just go like, there you go, Ember, Hyper Beam.
What would be your least favorite Pokemon?
Oh, God.
Give me least favorite, and then what do you think is the weakest?
Let's see here. Least favorite would probably have to be... goodness, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't think I really have a least favorite, per se. I guess the weakest would...
If you had to catch them all, which one would you not... Would you choose to, like, not kill? Like, if you saw, like... Oh, what's the plant one called? Damn it. The plant with the bulb on his back. I'm not...
Help me out here.
I forget what that one's called too. That's okay. Bulbasaur.
So you saw Bulbasaur running around, and then this other guy. Who would you catch Bulbasaur before this guy?
I would probably catch a Jigglypuff before that anyway.
Wow, Jigglypuff. His song, he would like, what, he's singing to sleep? What was his bit?
Yeah, that one could sing you to sleep anyway. Yeah.
Sing a few bars of the Jigglypuff song?
Oh, God.
Jigglypuff. Hey, that's it. It's soothing. I like it. I want to make it a ringtone. Well, good. And you know what? And so you're totally anti-Team Rocket?
No, I love Team Rocket. I just wish that they would actually win for once, though.
You know, me too.
I would love for them to win. If they would win, I would love them. But because they always lose, I always root for them, but they never win.
Do you think we'll ever see a full-length live-action Pokemon movie?
I think they have several of those, don't we?
Oh, like live-action.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I think the market's there, though.
Who would you cast in that circumstance? Who would you cast as Ash?
As Ash, I would probably cast, let's see here. Probably
a kid from Harry Potter?
No, it'd probably be Shia LaBeouf or somebody like
that. But we want the movie to do good! Come on! Well, no, I appreciate it. Well, thank you so much, Connor. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the con. I love the costume.
Thanks,
take care, brother.
It was fun.
Appreciate it.
What? Pokemon guy. We recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh. We got all that too, so.
Pokemon guy. We love Pokemon guy, like we talked about.
Such a nice fella.
He was so goddamn positive.
And sincere?
Yeah. And he just seemed like
walking around with the little stuffed animals?
Now, the only thing I can critique on Goggs and his dungeon questions, which were hilarious.
Hey, this is the dungeon.
I wish that you would have asked him, like, what his favorite Pokemon was and why.
I also wish I asked all of these people what their occupations were.
Yeah, I would have liked to know. But Pokemon guy was so fucking, like, he was so, like, sweet.
Sweet? He sang the Jigglypuff song.
He was just so excited to be around, like, it was funny. And, I mean, he had, like, the jacket and the hat, and he was carrying around stuffed Pokemon.
If I remember correctly, it was Pikachu and Chimchar.
Yeah. Because, yeah. And Chimchar evolves into Infernape or some shit.
Yeah, Infernape.
Anyway, next clip.
Next up.
Hey there, it's the Dungeon. We're back here with Baltimore Comic Con. We're talking to Catwoman and a gentleman who I can only assume is a Red Lantern t-shirt. Am I correct? All right. Well, Catwoman, you first. As a lady at Comic Con, I notice ladies are powerfully underrepresented. And on top of that, you know, cute ones in costume. How does it feel to be one of the few in the crowd?
I'm very proud. I'm happy to do it. Everybody wants to be a picture. Get their picture taken with me.
Right.
You know, and it makes me happy that I could do this and that, you know, people point and there's a lot of little kids that come up to me and they're like, oh, there's Catwoman, let me get my picture with her. And, you know, so it's really fun a lot to take pictures with the kids because they really enjoy it too.
Right on. Now, I noticed that costume can't breathe too well.
Yeah.
And it's probably a very hot day. Are you holding up okay?
Yeah. It's not too bad. It's nice and air conditioned in here. So I'm holding up.
Now, is Catwoman your favorite supervillain? Or would you call her really a supervillain, or more just kind of like a villain with a niche?
Yeah. I mean, as far as she can be good or bad.
Right.
Which I like. Because,
right.
You know, you don't want anybody who's too good, and you don't want anybody who's too bad.
Right.
Well, the best of both worlds.
Now, who's your favorite Marvel character? Is Marvel dead in your world?
Oh, no, I like Marvel. Probably the Punisher or Deadpool.
Nice. Good call. No, I like that. I'm a big fan of both.
Popular.
Yeah. Why do you like the Punisher? Because, you know, it's uncompromising?
Yeah. Well, no, I like the whole, you know, it's not revenge, it's punishment.
Right.
You know?
No, I love it. No, I dig it. And you got the whip and everything. You're all about punishment. I appreciate that.
Well, hey, give people what they deserve.
Hey.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
The nerds around here, uh-huh. Very awkward around women. That's like he said, uh-huh. Women here are very few and far between. Do you get a lot of awkward nerds trying to hit on you?
I would imagine there's probably a lot of them that are just like...
Caveat to that question, the worst thing you've ever heard getting at a nerd show. Like, did somebody ever say something that was just like you couldn't believe it? Like, just shocked you? Like, do you want to see my urine collection in my basement or something?
Would you like to play with my batarang or something to that effect?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's ever...
You've never gotten a line?
They're probably intimidated.
Oh, yeah, the guy was like...
A dungeon line. Oh, go. No, tell the whole story.
Okay, so we're in this t-shirt store, okay? And, you know, well, back in Comic-Con, and I was like, wow, this place is great. And the guy's like, well, if you were working here, it wouldn't be so great. And so we're just kind of sitting there, and he's like, so where'd you get that whip? Your dungeon? And I was like...
That's terrifying.
And I sort of looked at him and I was like, okay.
He sort of showed you his ball gag keychain. Like, here we go.
If you had done that, I might have used it.
Now, I got a question about, I don't know anything about this whole lantern situation. I know Green Lantern, I know comic books, but I don't know anything about all this lantern. So can you explain to me what the Red Lantern does, and then why the Red Lantern is better than the rest of the lanterns, please?
Well, I like the Red Lantern because it's the Rage Core.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty awesome. And, right. Actually, I just found out about the different colors maybe a month or two ago, because I started reading
You mean
Darkest Night.
In the context of Green Lantern comics, not in the context of the world.
Well, yeah. I just found out about a couple months ago, and so I started getting like the Blackest Night and then Brightest Day comics.
Okay, so what are the other colors? Yellow?
There's yellow.
What does he do? What's that?
That's Sinestro.
Okay.
That's Sinestro Core, and then there's orange, indigo, blue.
Now, what does orange represent?
Greed.
Is indigo?
How is greed a superpower?
Is indigo the lesbian lantern ring? Do they wear Birkenstocks and eat a lot of vegetables?
Maybe.
Okay.
Red.
It's a black one?
Yeah, it's black.
Red's rage.
Green, obviously.
Green, willpower.
White.
White, what's white?
That just came out. Actually, I don't know yet. I'm still reading the Brightest Day comics.
That's all good.
Gotta find out. Sapphire. That's the other one.
There's a sapphire. Is that the blue one?
No, that's the pink one.
The pink? What's the blue one?
Blue one's blue.
What is his thing? Is that sadness or is that like
hope?
Yeah.
Hope is not an emotion.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. But red rage, at least I get.
Rage is awesome.
I see you got yourself a Deadpool print. I love me some Deadpool. Where'd you get that, by the way?
There's an artist in there, actually. He has a booklet with all of these. He's got Marvel, DC, and then G.I. Joe. And
can I ask you how much that was?
$3 for $20.
$3 for $20? That's not bad.
I got the Joker.
Right.
And Catwoman.
Badass. I like that.
All right, man.
Well, that's good to go. And actually, now that you're lazy, we're going to ask you one quick question, because we're asking some guys this. If you were to see two Marvel superhero chicks get it on, which two would it be and why? My money, I'm on Storm and Cyclock, because I think that would be fun to watch. Your thoughts?
Emma Frost.
Emma Frost, good call.
And I always loved Rogue.
Rogue? Love it.
We got Shipwreck here.
Oh my God, Shipwreck's here. Oh my, and Scarlet?
And look, and there's the Storm Shadow and...
there's a lot. And G.I. Joe is out of the building. This is phenomenal. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, bro.
Yeah,
have a good time. Enjoy the rest of the comic. Good Lord.
So, Catwoman.
One of the only women, we spoke with.
I would designate her as con cute.
Yeah.
Not an ugly girl.
No.
But nothing you'd write home about.
Obtainable.
Totally obtainable.
Con cute.
She's con cute.
Yeah.
But they
She's a Baltimore Comic Con 8.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A real life what?
Real life?
Six.
Six-ish.
Okay.
I mean, decent body.
She was cute.
She was... Here's the thing. She was pulling off wearing that latex Catwoman outfit, so that...
On a hot day.
Yeah, that must have sucked.
Oof.
Yeah.
Her boy was nice. He helped explain some of the various lanterns, as you heard.
Yeah, which was funny, and...
I thought her pickup line stories were charming.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was real nice, very approachable.
I really could have gone all day, and maybe we'll do this next year. We really should just find and question every girl at the convention, because I think there is a wealth of funny information.
I think next year, if at all possible, we should see how much it costs to get a booth.
We should get a booth.
And just set up a booth, and just promote the show, and talk to people as they walk by.
I like it.
And do a live broadcast from Comic-Con.
I have quotation marks.
A live taped broadcast.
I think it's a great idea. But yeah, she was cool. They were nice people. I don't understand the infatuation with the goddamn colored lanterns. I think that's all ridiculous.
What's with the lanterns?
There's a red
one. There's a whole spectrum. You know, you're familiar with the green.
The green, yes.
Well, there's also... at first, there was just green and yellow. The green was the good guys. Yellow was the bad guys. Green represents willpower. Yellow represents fear.
Bananas.
Well, then there came this whole color spectrum where, like, red means rage, and, like, he talked about...
Black means what does
death.
This have to do with Catwoman?
Her boyfriend was wearing a red lantern shirt. But anyway, nice people. Good times. Next clip. Maybe we can just find the real one.
And recording.
So we're out of clips!
Yeah.
I mean, I have to convert
We're not going to worry about it right now. We can talk about them at some other time. We'll bring this back up when it's
I might bring it back next week. Maybe we'll talk to the Riddler. But yeah, you get the idea. We had a good time. It was a fun show.
I think getting a table at Con would be good.
I'll
walk around all day in an overcoat with a hat that says press. carry a big microphone.
The thing was, like you saw some of those booths. They, like, a lot of those people didn't have anything going on. I will
you
say...
You can have your art with my t-shirts.
I will say, as a closing thing, I was very impressed with the local talent, like the small people that were there. Like, a lot of cool artists, a lot of cool stuff there. Like, that
the
one
guy who painted on glass.
That guy was awesome. Like, there was a lot of, like, local-level talent that was really impressive. A lot of times you see those guys and it's just garbage, but... all in all, Baltimore Comic Con's really getting their shit together. That was a great show.
Fun. I had a great time the entire... I enjoyed talking to people. I enjoyed walking around looking at the merch.
And maybe next year we won't use the dungeon shtick, though it was funny. See, I thought it'd be funnier tape. I was going to argue the whole point, but one, if it made you feel more comfortable, I was all about it. And two, I thought it was just funny you going, hey, yo,
what's going on? Hey. But, yeah, next time I'll just be me.
But anyway...
I got to be comfortable with me.
I like the guy you did, though, and if you were going to go, like, you know... rub ribs, and I think.
Yeah, I think that was the whole thing. I think it was making sure that I had a, I needed a persona to be a dick because gods couldn't be a dick. So if I was going to take this conversation to a dickish place,
right?
I need this guy to be an asshole.
I think it worked for that.
Yeah,
but it gave me the confidence to approach these people. But once I got into the conversation, real gods was sitting there behind the scenes going, "Oh, be nice.
Oh, be nice.
I can see the nerds like you."
And no one, unfortunately, the just by virtue of the fact that we're on the radio, you can't really appreciate this, but as I was sitting there watching Gogs question these people, I could see the mask fall down.
You could hear it,
yeah.
Too. I mean,
like,
you could hear
it. Specifically, you can probably hear it better than any interview with the guy that was dressed up like Gears of War.
Yes. Gogs is genuine enthusiasm.
Gogs is New York's kind of dies, and his enthusiasm for Gears of War comes out, and you can see real Gogs. It was funny as hell.
You know, the metamorphosis. Thank you, Kafka.
The fuck? Yeah, that's right. You didn't turn into a giant beetle, unfortunately. But anyway, that's the show this week, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Real quick, Gogs.
Yo.
I forgot to mention this during the show, but do it in 3 seconds. Scott Pilgrim, what do you think?
Fucking fantastic.
Gogs saw Scott Pilgrim. He loved it. I've seen it 3 times. I loved it. I also saw The Expendables.
It's the best movie you're not watching right now.
Yeah. I saw The Expendables. I didn't like it. More about that next week or read my review. Vinny, what do you got to say?
That's it.
Good.
Bye.